speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
It's Monday, June 29th, 2020. I'm David Knight, your host. Today we have a host of issues to talk about as we see the second wave surge of propaganda. We're going to talk about the second wave hypocrisy. It is total hypocrisy, but it is government rule by hyping. Propaganda, that's really what this is. So we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about the election fraud that is part of this information war blitzkrieg. Again, a form of information war that we'd previously not seen, made possible by the complete dominance of the technocracy, telling you any kind of lie they can, hyping this every way possible. We also have some other subjects we're going to talk about today as well, of course. At the bottom of this hour, we're going to be talking to E&E Legal, Mr. Richardson, who is, we've talked to him many times in the past about the Green New Deal and these other issues. And as I said before, what we see is, and they've always actually even confessed it. We've had Mark Moreno document, record, publish the comments of Marxists who said, if we didn't have climate change, we'd have to have something else. Well, now they've got something else. It's really the old MacGuffin thing. That's what Hitchcock used to call it. You had this device, this object, this circumstance, and it was just, like the Maltese Falcon or something. That wasn't his movie, but you have this thing that triggers the entire movie. And the thing is not important. Who knows what the Maltese Falcon was? Some black statue or something. Why was it? We don't know. But it was the MacGuffin. And so the MacGuffin used to be climate change. They used that to create this entire plot, this narrative of what they wanted to accomplish. Then they removed that MacGuffin and stuck another one in that really scared people. But they already had the structure of what they wanted to accomplish, been in place for decades. Now, what we're going to talk to E&E Legal about is the fact that the vultures are now circling the energy industry as they are many other industries, certainly everything in the middle class. But it just gives you an idea of what their real agenda has been. And we'll talk about that again in terms of politics. But, you know, when we look at the way they've manipulated all of this, I think nothing says it better than this stunt that was done by Sacha Baron Cohen on Saturday. A report on Infowars.com, Sacha Baron Cohen caught on video staging anti-Semitic stunt to smear Trump supporters. And if you go to that, you'll see the Facebook report that you can click on and watch that report from the people who were there. They said, look, we had this event that was set up. We wanted to march for our rights. And we had some people come in from California, said, yeah, we're with you. We want to open up America for business again. And so let us help you. We'll come in and help you. We're on your side. And what they did essentially was what the technocrats have done with social media. We'll come in, we'll set up an infrastructure here for you, we'll pay for a lot of things that basically they weren't going to do, they didn't need. They hired security, and then guess what? The security kept these guys as soon as they saw what he was doing. They knew it was a fraud. And they tried to shut it down when he started getting this racist garbage. And they were blocked by the quote-unquote security. Boy, if that whole Sacha Baron Cohen event isn't a metaphor for everything that is happening now. Oh, yeah, we're going to help you. It's all free. Social media, come on in. Free to use, free speech. And and the government is here to help you as well. They've got their security and their police protection and so forth. And then they turn it on you. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
It's finally here. Introducing the new Survival Shield X2 Spray. Available now for 33% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Listeners have been asking us for months to develop an iodine spray made with our exclusive Deep Earth Crystal Nascent Iodine. Our proprietary new Aerodyne technology allows us to harness the full power of ancient iodine crystals from 7,000 feet below the Earth's surface into the ultimate spray formula. Iodine is an essential mineral that helps support thyroid health, healthy metabolism, and healthy cognitive function. Get the new Survival Shield X2 spray for 33% off intro pricing at InfoWarsStore.com. That's Survival Shield X2 spray at InfoWarsStore.com.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
It's Monday, June 29th, year of our Lord, 2020. I'm David Knight, your host. And I regret to inform you it is now day 105, 105 days of America held hostage. And yeah, as you look at those American embassy hostages held by the Iranians, the masks over their face, that's what it has now come to. And they wear cloth masks too, just like ours, which don't protect you against anything. I have people trolling me saying, oh, you're wrong on the science. No, we're not. You can see the measurements about people putting, and Alex has shown this many times. I haven't shown it on this show. But you can sit there and you can watch. A couple of people have done this. You put a something inside the face mask to measure oxygen capability and CO2 content. And, of course, just common sense tells you that's going to happen. But common sense would also tell you, we don't even need to go there. Common sense would tell you that these lying, morphing public health experts like Fauci and the U.S. Surgeon General Jerome Adams, these people have said, well, we told you that masks were bad for you, that, you know, it's going to make it hard for you to breathe. I tell you, I talk to people who are using a mask and I can see the thing, you know, going in and out. And it's like, yeah, don't tell me that's not restricting your oxygen level. Oh, you shouldn't use this. Even now, they say, if you've got certain health issues, you've got respiratory issues or, you know, maybe heart issues. No, don't wear that. Okay. But no. You must wear that because, you know, science. Well, let me tell you this. Here's how you know that it's total BS, just like fluoride in the water, okay? Fluoride in the water, you're going to, oh, this is going to be good for people? Okay, let's assume that that's true. You're going to mass medicate people then by dumping it into the water? Because dose makes a difference. And if you get a high enough dose of fluoride, it's documented to cause brain damage, loss of IQ points, severe loss of IQ points for children. What is the dosage for a child? Is it the same as it is for an adult male? How do you control the dosage of something that you dump in the water? So, you know, you can talk, and we should have the debate about fluoride, how toxic it is. But you know these people are lying when they dump medication into the water. And you know these people are lying about the masks when they tell you now that you must wear cloth masks. Now, we can argue, and we can have a debate about whether the N95 masks are effective at all. But let me tell you something. You want to tell people that they got to wear a cloth mask? These people got cards that you aren't seeing if you believe that. How much does it cost? I'll buy it. Well, it doesn't cost. It's free information, free propaganda, and a lot of people bought into it. And if the masks were... You know, now the excuse is, well, we lied to you because we didn't have enough N95 masks. Well, you know, everybody had little bandanas and toilet paper that you could staple rubber bands to. You know, I've shown you pictures of people being chased around Target by security. Put on this mask. It's toilet paper. And there's one today. A guy says, hey, I've got a mask. It's a mesh mask. So we're going to talk about the masquerade aspect of this as well. But let's just talk about the hype and the political aspects of this. The political aspects of this. Cataloged in a nice list here that I'm going to read you by conservativetreehouse.com. You can find this on Zero Hedge as well. COVID-19 hype is essential. What is it essential for? Well, that's the way the Democrats get mail-in voting. That's the way the Democrats shut down rallies and political campaign efforts for President Trump. That's the way the Democrats block the campaign contrast between an energetic president and Biden. It's the way the Democrats have an excuse for canceling the DNC convention in Milwaukee to block Sanders, Bernie, from visible opposition. It's the way the Democrats can keep voters isolated from each other. It's the way that big tech can control every element of the conversation. It's the way Democrats keep their blue state economies shut down and ramp up the welfare state, ramp up communism, ramp up universal basic income, and continue to block U.S. economic growth. It's the way the Democrats keep club candidate Joe Biden sealed in the basement. It's the way that Democrats have a virtual presidential debate. And all of those are, that's just the politics of this. Just the politics of the hype, the politics of the second wave. And of course, the bigger picture of this, this is all the different tactics that they use to manipulate the election and the politics around the election. But of course, the bigger issues are that if you keep everybody locked down, everybody's getting very, very unhappy. It's not just me. People in America are starting to get to where I was 115 days ago, about 10 days before they started this stuff. I saw it coming and I was mad as, as you can imagine. And I've been getting even more angry since, even though I laugh about it. It's the only way to take off some of the pressure. It is absurd, folks. But look, people are getting angry about this. Only 5% of the people think that things are good right now. That's the way you lose an election. You create a depression. You close businesses, destroy people's lives. That's part of that. You escalate the number of suicides. It's one metric of this. That's going to cause you to lose an election. But there's bigger things than the election. You have to understand that this is part of a long-term program. I said at the top of the hour, the MacGuffin changed. See, it was always going to be about sustainability. It was always going to be about climate change. And they're starting to bring that back in again. So I'm going to talk to a representative from E&E Legal that talks about how the vultures are circling different aspects of our economy. But they've had this in place for a very long time. They wanted to have surveillance tracking, geospatial intelligence, human domain analytics, activity-based intelligence. All of this stuff has been a long-term goal for about 25 years. They've been working on this, the fastest growing part of surveillance. Now, this is a nice excuse for this. And when you look at the other things that were, that was not an excuse. They didn't have a reason to do that to save the climate. So they had the UN Agenda 2030 for sustainability. That was the MacGuffin. They pull that out. They're able to do the smart cities, are able to take your jobs, replace you with robots and so forth. Universal basic income, the entire spectrum of the technocracy controlled by a few people. So they just took the MacGuffin of climate out and they stuck the MacGuffin of a scary invisible virus that nobody knew anything about. Didn't even have a test for it. But they've also added things like surveillance, and that's not going away. As a matter of fact, Bill Gates is out there saying, you know, some people are just ignoring the epidemic. You know who's ignoring the epidemic, Bill? The people who aren't ignoring your past. The people who aren't ignoring what you've been working on and what you currently are working on. If you see, those who see, yeah, if you see and see Bill Gates, then you do ignore the epidemic. And he's wringing his hands because he's saying contact tracing is not working. So that's a very important part of this. It's not just the Green New Deal. All of the issues that they wanted to bring in to subjugate, to enslave us, to enact a system of technocratic Marxism, if you will, these neo-Marxists. But it was also the government surveillance. They had to have a reason for that. And, of course, even before they started talking about it here, they said, you know, those Chinese, those smart Chinese, they're way ahead of us, and they're better able to handle this epidemic than we are. Because the whole thing was this entire response, this global response, was modeled by the Chinese for everybody to copy. And they were saying, hey, we need to do this. And it's right on time because, you know, Bill Gates, he's worried about contact tracing. He says it's not working well. It is embarrassing. What you should be embarrassed about, Bill Gates, is your ID 2020 program. Global ID, global tracking of everybody. And tracking of everybody's vaccines and making sure that his other agenda, IA 2030, immunization agenda 2030, that by 2030, everyone, everywhere, every age, vaccinated. But first he needs to be able to track you everywhere. He says we've worn out people's patience. Some people almost feel like it's a political thing. Imagine that. It would be a political thing. It is. Even if you believe that this is real, you better understand how these people are using it. Yeah, this Newsweek. Contact tracing apps could become permanent, you think? You think? We'll be right back.
I told you this 5 months ago, and now it's official. The lockdown is directed by the United Nations, and is permanent. The psychological war chiefs that developed the COVID-19 mind control hoax knew that once they got the public for several months to wear masks and social distance, they would be able to permanently turn it on and off at any time they want, like putting handcuffs on someone, and then add new demands that people take forced inoculations, that they have contact tracing on their phones, and that every aspect of our lives be controlled. This is all complete and total preparation for world government, forced inoculation, and complete enslavement of the human population. This is medical tyranny. This is the Bill and Melinda Gates UN takeover. This is the end of civilization as you know it. Living in denial only empowers the enemy. If you want to break free from this trance, there's not much time. Warn everyone you know that it's a giant hoax. Show them the numbers. Show them the facts. And explain that it's the end of the world as we know it if we don't wake up and resist.
When I thank the listeners of this broadcast, I'm not patting you on the head. I'm like a person that's been thrown overboard who finds a life raft to get on or a piece of driftwood. I am clinging to you. So when you call the show and thank me, listen, I'm thanking you too. We are in this together. Now, I try to bring you things that I know are amazing that have helped me and my family. So you get a great response. You order again. I treat you like I want to be treated. It's not a science. It's not a plan. It's just the way to do it. It's just common sense. And if you get one product, it's Bodies. Now, our big 4th of July super sale is going right now through 4th of July. And Bodies has been sold out for over 3 months. It's now back in stock. It is the strongest turmeric concentrate we could find out there. It may be the strongest on the market. Somebody might have one stronger. We don't know about it, or we'd have it. It is back in stock at 50% off. I want to encourage you all to get Bodies Ultimate Turmeric Formula while you still can. 50% off for the 4th of July. And find the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com. And I salute and thank you all.
The globalists want us domesticated. They want us inside our homes, watching our televisions and being controlled by our, quote, smartphones. Everybody knows this. It's their admitted goal. We've had whistleblowers from Facebook, Twitter, and Google go public and say at the highest levels, their job is to make you neurotic, destroy your mind, and take over your life. And now the COVID hysteria is all about that. I recently had a woman in the street while I was with my youngest daughter, and my daughter walked close to her and she said, "Get away 6 feet," and gave her a super ugly look. This, ladies and gentlemen, is mental illness. My daughter walking 4 feet from some old woman is not a crime. The old woman's mental illness is the crime if we give in to it. This is total and complete mind control. We must expose the COVID hoax now. They are going to continue to clamp down using this. It's a UN Bill Gates plan. They've been proven to be criminal liars, and they must be defeated. They must be exposed.
Allergies, dander, asthma, germs, toxins. There are many reasons why we need to think about what is really in the air around us. We may not be able to stop breathing, but we can control what's in the air we breathe. The revolutionary Alexa Pure Breeze air filtration system is a powerful ally in the fight against the dangerous toxins and viruses in the air. Powerful, quiet, and effective, the Breeze uses a 4-step purification process to help you breathe easier and cleaner. Similar systems could cost hundreds to even thousands of dollars, but the Alexa Pure Breeze air purification is the best and most affordable, bar none. The Breeze and the Ion Cluster patented technology used in the system eliminate up to 99.97% of airborne contaminants. Get the Alexa Pure Breeze today and save big on a world-class air filtration system for your home. Don't keep breathing toxic or dangerous air. Get this special today at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Saturday,
talk a little bit more about, let's give Bill Gates the platform here, because he's honestly very concerned about what's going on in the world, and I want you to hear his concerns. And hopefully we'll make him very, very concerned. I don't want to see Bill Gates happy because I understand what his agenda is. Let's play video clip number 5. And of course, this is Bill Gates saying the U.S. is just not doing enough to fight this pandemic. You know, we had a couple of months ago, he was telling everybody, well, you know, we're not going to be able to open up after a month. You know, yeah, we closed everything down because we told you it was going to be a surge and we're going to have the hospitals, we're going to be overwhelmed. We weren't going to have enough beds and so forth. And yet they had too many beds. We've now got several dozen hospitals. I think the number is just under 50 now, have permanently closed, declared bankruptcy. And we had nurses talking about it. We had people going into hospitals showing how they were completely empty. That was because it was a pandemic, you know. And yet we weren't doing enough. And he said, no, 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 you're going to have to keep it closed for at least another 2 months. And he's getting exactly what he wanted. And at the time he was saying that, you had a lot of businesses saying, well, we're going to be out of business if you keep us closed for another 2 months. Guess what? Yelp says 41% of businesses on Yelp, 41% of businesses on Yelp have permanently closed. All this talk about a V-shaped recovery. Oh, yeah, we took it down very sharply, right? Government mandate, kill the economy. But it's going to come back just as quickly. Well, 41% of businesses, and most of those are small, medium-sized businesses that have closed permanently. And the technocratic elitists like Bill Gates are getting exactly what they want. Exactly what they want. Absolutely no opposition from Republicans, from the Trump administration. None whatsoever. Passively standing by while these people roll through. As a matter of fact, we're doing Gates' job for him. I mean, $20 million to Moderna, but hey, Trump's Operation Warp Speed can send out $456 million just to that one company. There's 123 companies developing vaccines. And we're setting this up. We've got the Army that is doing the logistics for this. I told you last week. Oh yeah, this is a tough problem. Got a lot of logistical problems to manufacture this and get it distributed to each and every person out there. But we're the U.S. military and we're up to the job. We're going to do this. This is a war on the American people. That is the end game. Well, let's play video clip number 5. Here's Bill Gates concerned that we just aren't doing enough. I don't know really what else more we could do. Video clip number 5.
Is there any reason beyond our poor response in this country to this virus to explain
CIA,
why
Anderson.
We, with all our resources in this country, why we are the worst off country in the world right now with the most deaths and cases?
Well, the United States has had a tough time. You know, we're not as tough on contact tracing or enforcing quarantine. And the compliance with mask wearing in the U.S. is far less than particularly in the countries in Asia. And so Europe's seen a much greater drop in cases than the United States. You know, the health experts and others like myself are saying, hey, let's not lose sight of this.
He's a health expert?
Even though the weather is helping us a bit, May would have been much worse if the virus wasn't somewhat seasonal. And so we know now that we're benefiting from the summer, and so force of infection will get worse in the fall. So all the more reason not to get completely lax in our behavior.
They're coming back.
Just you know, the only good news in this is that the death rate has gone down somewhat as we're learning how to treat people better. We're less overloaded. But the global picture and the U.S. picture are both more bleak than I would have expected.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it is bleak. It is bleak because he's getting exactly what he wanted. That was Friday, a town hall on Friday. And, of course, he's saying all these others like me, health experts like me, you know, one of the things I thought was interesting was as at the very beginning of this lockdown, as the lockdown happened, actually, funny thing happened on Twitter. My tweets stopped getting locked down. So either, you know, the particular person that was set up to troll me inside of Twitter was, I guess, not on the job. Or maybe, you know, maybe Jack didn't set somebody up or the or Twitter itself. Maybe this is just some individual with a personal dislike of me, because, you know, it doesn't have to be company-wide. These people can do it. inside, just to whoever they wish. But whoever it was, or why ever it was, you know, I had one tweet that went to, I think it was like 6,500, 7,000 retweets because it said, you know, Bill Gates is not a doctor. He's not a doctor. Why are we taking orders from him? Well, we are because, you know, he and other experts like him. Why is this guy so obsessed with this? Well, of course, we know his history, his family's history with Planned Parenthood, his continual push for eugenics and depopulation. And that should worry you about the end game of the vaccines that they continue to push. But again, as I said, he was concerned that we're ignoring the epidemic. Let's play that clip, video clip number 6. This is also Bill Gates wringing his hands in this town hall.
Well, it's almost as though people have a willingness to go into lockdown once and, you know, for a certain period. And that, you know, maybe that's not surprising. Then it takes to get them to extend it past a certain thing or even to inconvenience themselves with masks, you know, requires maybe somebody they know, to not only test positive, but maybe get very sick as well. And so the range of behaviors in the U.S. right now, some people who are being very conservative in what they do and some people who are basically ignoring the epidemic, it's, you know, huge. And, you know, we've worn out people's patience, and if they don't see it in some way, they, you know, some people almost feel like it's a political thing, which is unfortunate.
I didn't have any patience with political attacks towards us from the very beginning. I said from the very beginning, regardless of what this is, to lock down healthy people by force is against the law and for a good reason. And you can't even defend it from a pragmatic standpoint. I mean, look at what has happened to our food supply, what happened to our medicine supply. And if we do it again, it will be even worse. And so, yeah, but they're going to be tracking people. As a matter of fact, you have a company in the UK. They've developed something they call CoviPass, immunity passports. Well, let's see. How would you get immunity? Oh, well, they would say immunity comes by getting the Gates vaccine. And of course, as Mint Press points out, consent is voluntary. Enforcement will be compulsory. They may not, at first, drag you out of your home or come to your house and drag you onto the couch and stick a needle in your arm, as Alan Dershowitz would like for them to do. But eventually, it'll come to that. But at the very beginning, what they'll do is they'll say, well, you know, hey, it's up to you. I'm not going to force you to do this. You're just not going to get out of house arrest if you don't. So it's up to you. I mean, I'm not forcing you anything. I mean, this is just, it's consent, right? Don't you either consent to stay in your home forever or you consent to let me put this untested vaccine into your arm for Bill Gates. We'll be right back and we'll talk about how the other ways that they're using this lockdown. Stay with us.
We're already in the latter part of June, and of course, most of the country is not completely reopened again, and already Fauci and the UN Bill and Melinda Gates criminal combine are telling us, don't go to Trump rallies. Oh, no. But the very same media that promotes that we shouldn't go to Trump rallies is telling us we should go to the Democrat Party, Black Lives Matter, all white people are evil, mind control, brainwashing events. This is the attempted murder of common sense and logic. Ladies and gentlemen, now is the time to be more politically active than you ever have, because we are going into hardcore United Nations controlled bondage. Major police departments like Los Angeles and Albuquerque, New Mexico are announcing they're going under UN control and turning their, quote, police into community activist organizers. This is just the beginning. Everything's going to accelerate now from this point out. So, it's here. No more games. The New World Order has arrived. I was talking to My Patriot Supplier, great suppliers. You can now say 4 weeks on average for storable food. It's the highest quality. They've got it. Use this little rest we have caught in the current to come up to the surface, get some air before you get sucked back down. I personally am ordering more storable food. I have to now start going into defense posture. 80% offense, but I've always been 100% offense, trying to fully, you know, stop the globalists. And we've given them a good run, and I think down the road they'll be defeated, but we are going to still go down the hard road now. There were a lot worse roads we'd probably go down, but
We've mitigated some of this, but it's still going to be bad in my view. You need to get high-quality Swirl of Food. It's something you need. We have high-quality ready to get out to you, and it supports the broadcast of 360 Wins, so please take care of your Swirl of Food's needs at InfoWarsStore.com and get your orders in now so you get it, so you have it. It's in great containers, high quality, last 25 years. Get it while you can, because if you think things are about to let up, you ain't seen nothing yet. Just during the break, I went and got a delicious cup, my second cup of the day. It's really strong. I shouldn't do this because all work and no play makes Jack a really aggressive boy, and the coffee adds to it. But Wake Up America coffee that everybody loves, highest rated in the Chiapas Mountains. It's beyond Mexican coffee, beyond Guatemalan coffee. It's the best coffee in the world. It's right on the border between the two countries in those rainforests. Hand-selected. It's beyond organic. Wild-crafted. Wake Up America coffee. People are blown away by how good it is. Same stuff sold in Whole Foods under another name for $30 for the same size container. Yes, folks, we've been selling it 10 years, never raised the price. $19.95 for that big old bag. 99% reviews, 598 reviews, 4.9 stars on third-party sites. Sign up for auto ship, additional 10% off. Get it auto-delivered to you, so don't forget to get it each month or every 2 months. You can click out to 9 months whenever you want the new order coming in. 15 days up to 9 months. Patriot Blend Medium Roast only has a 98% out of 814 reviews. It's not as popular. Anyways, it's all at InfoWarsStore.com. What can I say to the viewers and listeners? Thank you for supporting us. You've done a great job. We've done amazing things together. The war is now out in the open. You can see that InfoWars' world vision of who the globalists are and who we are has been very, very accurate. We're not just some little Hollywood New World Order rabbit trail trying to distract humanity. We're the zeitgeist and the spirit of liberty together in a symbiotic relationship that believes in humanity. And we're willing to face the true horror of the New World Order. But if we do not support the actual transmission center that's getting the messages out from the guest, the callers, the host, we will fail. I'm stating the obvious here. I just want to thank you on July 4th, 2020 for your support. No matter what color you are, where you came from, if you love human liberty and freedom, we're brothers and sisters together, and I salute and thank you all. Now share those links at band.video and crush the globalist murderers.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Engineering the high-tech takeover plan. This is the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. Joining us now is Craig Richardson, president of E&E Legal, and that is Environment and Energy Legal. These are issues that have to do with whether or not we're going to live or die, folks. It really is just like food and medicine production, which were also hit by the lockdown. But what is happening now in the energy industry is a harbinger of what is going to be happening elsewhere in society, because this is the same tactic that is rolling out across the country. Craig had an excellent op-ed piece that I saw failing. Cities and states are using climate change lawsuits as a fiscal escape hatch. I've been saying from the beginning of this program today how the environmental alarm was really the MacGuffin. It was the trigger. It was replaceable by COVID to do whatever they wanted. But understand that the environmental justification to do whatever they want is not going away. They have already revived this, and you've got a lot of people that you're talking about in this op-ed piece, a lot of different areas in California, Craig, as well as Rhode Island and other places, jumping in on lawsuits to basically, these people are basically vultures who are circling around to take out the remains of already injured industries, entire industries in our country. So thank you for joining us, Craig.
Great. Thanks for having me, David. I appreciate it.
Tell us a little bit about what is going on with these states and cities. We've got San Mateo that you have here in California, also San Francisco. We got Rhode Island. I'm sure there's many, many other places that are going through. They're facing a fiscal death because of their policies, first because they were Democrats, but now especially because of COVID-19. And so they're looking for places that they can rob, and they're going to come after the energy industry, aren't they?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's sort of like that movie, The Usual Suspects. I mean, these cities and towns sound pretty familiar, don't they? With everything, whether it's the riots or the lockdowns and now. So essentially, these are municipalities that have been run by leftists. I would call them more sleeper cell leftists because they pretended to be more mainstream. But now that apparently the war is out in the open, as I heard in that ad clip before this, they're showing their true colors. What they're doing in these cases is it's the usual, again, beyond just the municipalities and those that are running it. It's the same kind of people. It's the environmental groups like the NRDC, the Sierra Club, and they're working with very well-paid, high-priced lawyers, and they're getting together with these municipalities. And as you said, the budgets are being busted by all these leftist socialist programs that do nothing but keep the underclass in poverty. And shockingly, now they don't have any money. And this was long before the COVID psych-op. They've been running on, on budget deficits for a long time. So this plan has been in place a long time. They've used the environment, obviously, starting in the 80s and maybe even before. That has been one of their channels that they've used essentially to blossom into what we're seeing now in the front pages of the newspapers.
Yeah, unlike the federal government that can just, they think, print money forever in unlimited quantities, the crisis is that's going to create a crisis of its own, and that's something that has already been happening, and I think it's one of the reasons why they've been pushing what they're doing is to cover that up. But there's also, as you point out, they had a lot of fiscal issues in these same areas, unfunded pension liabilities and so forth. They had already overspent in California, Rhode Island, many of these, as you point out, the usual suspects. But now they have added economic issues because of the lockdown. You've had a complete evisceration of the middle class, of businesses that are folding. Over 40% of the businesses on Yelp are permanently closed, and that's going to hit their tax base as well as employment. So they're looking around, scrounging around for money. And I see this as the very first target that they're going to hit is going to be the energy industry. Because, these are the people who are destroying our environment, but they're going to come after everybody, I believe, because these people, again, they're vultures. They're looking just like vultures. They look at an animal that is injured, and certainly the energy industry has been injured with this. But if they're successful in this, everything is essentially the cost of energy is the base level for everything that you have in society, and your ability to move goods, your ability to manufacture goods, all of that is predicated on the energy cost. As we've seen, those of us who remember when we had the OPEC oil embargo, what happened? Well, we had a really bad stagflation just from that alone. And so if they're able to keep if they're able to attack the energy business in this way, we're going to see that in every aspect of our life, aren't we?
Well, and you hit the nail on the head. So there is no such thing as free, right? So when you in there and do this jackpot lottery, and suddenly, like the tobacco settlement, which this is based on, we did a FOIA in 2012 that showed that these leftist environmentalists got together and literally said, let's do the playbook that they did in the 90s with the tobacco industry with that huge $1 billion settlement, a third of it, which went to the lawyers. But what that does is drives up the cost of energy. And as you indicated, it is so much a fundamental part of our culture and our environment, and I'm assuming in our economy, that it impacts everything. Look at one of the silver linings really in all of this, from the consumer's perspective, is that gas was under $2, at least where I was. Mm-hmm. So when you do the opposite effect, as we saw under Obama, when it was well over $4, that has a dramatic impact on the people that can least afford to pay. And when some of these green policies were first introduced in the UK, and we did some videos on it, they came up with their typical term, euphemism. They called it energy poverty, and they had senior citizens that were dying in their homes by the tens of thousands because they couldn't turn their heat on.
Yeah,
so this
or the air conditioning, depending on where they live. I mean, we've had that happen as well. In the wake of hurricanes, we've seen people dying in nursing homes. Why? Because the power was cut off. The power can be cut off financially and not just because of a windstorm, right?
Exactly. So energy is extraordinarily critical to who we are as a culture and where we've evolved. It literally is the difference between the first world and the third world. I mean, if yes. you want to look at the number one thing, it's that. And for years, those of us on the right or center were trying to say, well, what these third world countries need is cheap, affordable energy. And yet the UN is pushing this, you know, panacea that's not going to work. I mean, you're not going to be able to lift people out of poverty by giving them windmills and solar panels. It's just not going to work.
I didn't see the documentary that got him in so much trouble with the left. But, you know, you look at Michael Moore's documentary, it must have been pretty effective. But he was saying the same thing that you've been saying all along, that many of us have been saying about renewable energy. It's a scam for a few people to get rich. And, boy, they purged him. They made him a non-person for that, didn't they?
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, once you go against, literally when you go against the party line, you're no, comrade, you're no longer part of the party. And that's what right. they did. And I like
Michael Moore. He got the Trotsky treatment, didn't he?
He does not exist. I do not know who you're talking about. This is scary stuff. And I'll be honest with you, the top energy companies themselves are not, they've got blood on their hands as well. Cause yeah. as you talk about with the destruction, I mean, not only the evisceration of the middle class, but it's the evisceration of the independent medium sized energy companies that are getting wiped out by that. My colleague, Steve Malloy, did a shareholder proposal at Exxon about a month ago because they're all in on this green stuff. Why? Well, because it's the cost. It's a barrier to entry for these other companies, and they're, you know, showing how much they are. And then you've got British Petroleum. Literally, British Petroleum has an ad campaign now saying "Beyond Petroleum." Mm-hmm. I mean, like Ford coming out with an ad campaign saying "Beyond the Automobile." That's I mean,
right.
that's their
problem. That's right. Well, yeah, they're doing that too. That's the sad thing. Yeah, I remember when Rex said, we got to take a break, but I remember Rex Tillerson, you know, when he's being considered for Secretary of State, I said, this guy is, he's thoroughly in with the UN in terms of shutting down energy. And people said, wait, he's with Exxon. It's like, maybe you don't understand how the game is played. They're already in that position. They've already bought in there early and they want to ride this thing up from the ground floor. That's why they're trashing at the oil industry, big oil companies. We'll be right back.
The 4th of July 2020 special has gone into high gear. We have 50% off Body's really strong extract of turmeric formula. It's been sold out for months. That's back in stock. DNA Force Plus with the PQQ, the CoQ10. So good for yourself. So amazing. That's back in stock. 50% off. Winter Sun's been sold out for over 3 months. It's back in stock. Pure, high quality vitamin D3. Taken under the tongue. Greater absorption. So good for your whole body. So essential. That's back in stock. Ultra 12. Super high quality B12. Again, taken under the tongue. That is back in stock. Survival Shield X2. Nascent Iodine Spray. 33% off. And so much more. So I want to thank you all for this July 4th coming up for standing with us. And I want to invite you to take advantage of these great deals and great products that enrich yourself and your family's life and also fund Hardcore Truth. Again, take action. Big 4th of July sales right now at InfoWarsStore.com. We could not have done this without you. And I thank you for your continued prayer, your focus, and your support. Again, I salute you all. Ultra 12 is already our overall number one bestseller. Ultra 12 is twice as strong as Secret 12 for an even lower price because I signed a huge multi-year contract to guarantee to buy a ton of it. And my bet ended up to be successful so far. Folks are ordering it en masse. They're getting great responses. They're giving us incredible reviews because we know what vitamin B12 of this type does, taken under the tongue, where it's more absorbable. It supports healthy nerve and brain cells, helps make DNA, helps the body produce more energy, help produce healthy blood cells, essential for proper nervous system function, and so much more. You can take all the energy drinks and they won't do anything if you don't have the basics already in your body, like vitamin B12. Whether you're old, whether you're young, whether you're black, whether you're white, whether you live in Japan or the United States, Ultra 12 is the best vitamin B12 you're going to find out there. It's uber absorbable and it's 50% off right now at InfoWarsLife.com. United Nations is publicly depopulating Africa and many other third world sectors of the world. Bill and Melinda Gates, that control the UNWHO, openly say they want to depopulate brown people. It is absurdist that Apple and Google and Nike have slave factories in China, the worst on the planet, and then lecture white people in America how they're bad to black people. And now all over the world, people are taking knees, trying to overthrow police and put leftists in control. This is a totally sickening, disgusting joke. You ever heard the saying, keep your friends close, enemies closer? Leftists are evil and they divide and conquer people. But at the heart of them is a eugenics-based depopulation operation. Why aren't Black Lives Matter at Cold Springs Harbor in New York, where they run the whole operation trying to topple statues? Why aren't they at the United Nations? Because they're controlled by the UN and being directed by their masters. 2020 is a very special year to the globalists, to the occultists, to those that are into esoteric mysticism. And they believe this is the year they're going to totally overthrow America and the world and bring in their anti-God, anti-human tyranny. Well, we're here on air, and we just ask you all to realize that we're in opposition to this evil and that only your word of mouth helps us reach new people. And I want to salute you all and thank you for your support. I also want you to know that our 4th of July once-a-year mega sale is here. And we've got a bunch of stuff at 50 to 60% off right now. But Bodies, our ultimate turmeric formula. This is a turmeric extract, one of the strongest ones out there. It's so good for your body, so good for your joints, so good for your cells. It is now back in stock, sold out for over 3 months, and it is at 50% off. DNA Force Plus is back in stock. It's 50% off as well. Check it all out at InfoWarsStore.com. And remember, your funding of our operation makes it all possible. Plus, these are great things that God designed for you and your family's bodies. Please take action.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We're talking to Craig Richardson. He is president of ENE Legal. You can find their website, eelegal.org. And as we have seen with the food industry, with restaurant industry, eating out and so forth, we've seen that the large chains have been able to not only weather this, but they have done extremely well during this shutdown. Whether you're talking about retail outlets or you're talking about fast food, while the mom and pop and independent restaurants are going out of business by the droves. And really the same thing is happening in the energy business too, isn't it, Craig, as we're talking about this? You're saying how Exxon is skating through this thing because these people are already heavily invested in what they want to. They got in on the ground floor of the renewable energy scam that Michael Moore pointed out and got vilified by the left on. But it actually is a scam. These big companies were the first ones to get in on the ground floor. So they want to shake everything up. They want to shut down this other industry and they want to build that up. And the reason we should all be concerned about this is because that is the substrate of the society that we live in. It's not only our quality of life, but it's also life expectancy when we look at this. But let's talk about this oil versus a small oil aspect, because this is what we're seeing across the spectrum during this COVID lockdown.
Well, let's start from the beginning. Okay, so Exxon and Mobil are what? They are the two largest Standard Oil companies after the breakup, after J.D. Rockefeller was ordered to break up his company. Mm-hmm. These are the two largest of his portfolio of Standard Oil companies across the country. Rockefellers were also the ones that started pushing global warming. It was their original grant through their foundation amongst, Hewlett Packard and a couple other ones were in the 80s. So there you have the heirs of the Rockefellers pushing an issue of global warming starting in the 80s. And they were also the ones that I had mentioned in the last segment where they were getting a bunch of people, like smart leftist lawyers and activists together in 2012 to figure out a strategy to push this whole issue about, you know, ultimately Exxon knew and all of that thing, blaming the Exxon and of the world for the risks and effects of what's going to happen with climate change. At that point, they changed their narrative of climate change. So, you know, they've been playing good cop, bad cop in this thing for forever. And that's what they do. And the problem is that as we're seeing with the telephone industry, the wireless industry, you name an industry, you're ending up essentially with a cartel. You're ending up with three or four mega corporations, global corporations now. They're no longer United States anymore. And they're essentially dictating to the market what's going to happen. And one of the ways that they're creating these barrier to entries for these smaller and mid-sized companies is by pushing these social issues like climate change and having to get these ridiculous, or even the CAFE standards with automobiles, you know, other than the big three, who's going to be able to keep up with that?
That's right.
So they're using.
And we're seeing this in every aspect of our lives. I mean, it's not just in energy. It's not just, it's every aspect of retail. It's in speech. It's in entertainment and news. There's a consolidation across the board. And these people basically have interlocking directories to pull all this stuff together. And as I was saying before we went to break, you know, you have somebody like Rex Tillerson, who is the CEO of ExxonMobil, and he was fighting President Trump on climate change, on the Paris Climate Accord, trying to get out. He fought him for, you know, half a year real hard on that until Trump said, well, we're going to get out of it. But, of course, I'm not really sure that we're out of it. I mean, he said we're not going to sign it and so forth, and this is dead. But they haven't really, I don't know, what's your take on that? Have they actually driven a stake through the heart of that thing?
He had a year, and then they, which was last November, and then he had a year. Once they announced he was out, then there was a year, and then he sent the letter announcing that he was out. So the problem with that is that, you know, God forbid something, there's a change in administration in November, then we're just back in on day one. So
that's right. The first time a Democrat gets back in the office, they'll put it in. Yeah.
Right.
They'll self-ratify. They won't bother, just like Obama didn't bother to go to the Senate because we don't have a constitution anymore, evidently. He said, I'm going to self-ratify it along with John Kerry.
Well, and who knows now with what they've done to Congress, whether or not they could actually, they might even be able to do that now and get it through. And apparently we don't have a constitution. You know, it's interesting because we have a fascinating set of philosophies here at play. So the true definition, which I'm sure you know, of fascism is big corporations working with big governments. And that's what we are. And then we have on the other end, we have the culmination of this communist revolution going on at the same. It's a really scary time because the ones that are left out there, I mean, I love to hear the left talk about the 1%. Well, who is the 1%? It's the lefty globalists that are essentially controlling 99.9% of the resources.
That's
and the ones that are left out the ones that are left out in the cold are those that believed in the American dream, the immigrants that came here to start these stores, to start these businesses. And, they're the ones that are being held hostage by these programs or the shutdown in speech or the ability to talk, or God forbid you would actually question why they're burning our cities down, because that you're automatically a racist. I mean,
and you know, when you look at, as you pointed out, you know, fascism is when you have this merger of corporations and government. We call it corruption as well. But, they've gone to the extreme now that, as George Gilder points out, these people, these technocrats in Silicon Valley, they really are neo-Marxists. They really do believe that in all the fundamental tenets of Marxism. So you have a form of fascism, and you also have Marxism as well. To me, it really kind of mirrors what you see in China. Because China, you really do have government ownership, literal government ownership of all these different companies. They have shares and all this, and they're controlling all of it. And yet they do it all. They justify everything that they do using a Marxist veneer of, oh, yeah, we got to keep everybody equal and the level playing field and so forth. And yet they use this to enforce their oligarchy over everybody.
Well, and one of the things that, and I've been around public relations and marketing since the 80s, and one of the things that we always said, you know, the number one rule was that corporations never got involved with social issues. Every client I've worked at in a public relations firm or whatever, you know, they were all about, you know, they could do their community stuff like, you know, set up the 5Ks and work with the homeless shelter. I mean, things that were safe issues. You know, now they're literally driving this agenda. I mean, you're getting stuff in the, you know, they're literally driving the agenda of this group thing, of pushing these issues that are right in the public square. They're funding all of this, a lot of this Antifa stuff is coming from money, either funneled through Soros or directly from, these big corporations. Where I saw it first and shocked me was 2015. I think it was with the North Carolina trying to put that bathroom law in place to protect, you know, mothers and fathers trying to protect young girls from having 4-year-old guys in dresses walk into the girls' room. And I looked
And now they're doing it to Facebook. You've got these big corporations coming together like a mob, or I guess the way I look at them, they're kind of like, I don't know, you used to have a king of England and then they had the peers, but the real power was in the peers because the king was kind of a figurehead. And that's really where the government is right now. The real power is in this tech oligarchy that we've got, a big corporate oligarchy. They really are the peers of the realm. And I guess, Craig, the difference I see between these people and between the Chinese communists, who are both fascist as well as Marxist, but the difference is that the Chinese are hyper-nationalist, and our Marxist fascist here in this country are anti-nationalists, aren't they?
I think they like you said up front, they just morph whatever they need to do. And let's not forget that the reason we are here today is because of the CCP. I mean, the left part of this country, the leftists who are running the Democratic Party now, they're all in on, Dianne Feinstein. Oh, I had no idea that my driver of 20 years was a communist spy, even though my husband made hundreds of millions of dollars off of Chinese investment. It's like, it's like Inspector Clouseau. I mean, what? Nobody called him out on it. I mean, the corporate media structure is completely owned and bought for by the CCP. Hollywood will not put a script out unless they run it by the CCP in case and from a marketing point of view, at least I understand that because the Chinese market is a huge market. But in the beginning of the shutdown, we were pointing fingers. Finally, it was coming out where all this stuff was happening. And then suddenly you don't hear that on the news anymore. You don't hear anybody talk other than InfoWars talking about it and Steve Bannon talking about the fact that the CCP is pouring. They essentially are behind a lot of this unrest that's going on in this country right now.
Oh, they absolutely are. And that's where this whole agenda is going. Well, we didn't even get to the global warming flooding nonsense as part of this lawsuit. But we got to take a break. Thank you so much for joining us. Craig Richardson, president of eelegal.org. And before we go to break, folks, I just want to remind you about the special that we have, our 4th of July special. We have free shipping, double Patriot points, up to 60% off right now. One of the new products that's gone on discount is Bod Ease. It's now 50% off. Turmeric and many other natural ingredients to help fight inflammation, joint pain. We have DNA Force plus 50% off. That is a big discount, dollar-wise especially. We have Winter Sun plus 50% off. Vitamin D, very essential to make sure that your immune system is operating properly. All those products and many more, up to 60% off. Free shipping, double Patriot points, InfoWarsStore.com.
When I thank the listeners of this broadcast, I'm not patting you on the head. I'm like a person that's been thrown overboard who finds a life raft to get on or a piece of driftwood. I am clinging to you. So when you call the show and thank me, listen, I'm thanking you too. We are in this together. Now, I try to bring you things that I know are amazing that have helped me and my family. So you get a great response, you order again. I treat you like I want to be treated. It's not a science. It's not a plan. It's just the way to do it. It's just common sense. And if you get one product, it's Bod Ease. Now, our big 4th of July super sale is going right now through 4th of July. And Bod Ease has been sold out for over 3 months. It's now back in stock. It is the strongest turmeric concentrate we could find out there. It may be the strongest on the market. Somebody might have one stronger. We don't know about it or we'd have it. It is back in stock at 50% off. I want to encourage you all to get Bodies Ultimate Turmeric Formula while you still can. 50% off for the 4th of July and fund the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com. I salute and thank you all.
We were told by the United Nations, we were told by the CDC and Fauci that 2+ million Americans would die, that millions of Europeans would die if we did not do exactly as they said. And it turned out it was all frauds. The models, the testing, taking regular deaths and putting it in the COVID-19 column, all a complete criminal fraud. But none of them are getting sued. None of them are getting prosecuted. None of them are getting in trouble except for Bill Gates. The FDA shut down his factories that are making fake COVID tests that show everyone is positive. And despite that, they're still testing record numbers of people, creating hysteria and saying the numbers spiking and why it'll be 200,000 dead by the election. And it's all Trump's fault. And now, China had 40 cases in one city. We've got a lockdown again. Everything's over. This, ladies and gentlemen, is the New World Order teaching us to be total prisoners. Either we expose the COVID hoax or all permanently enslaved by it. Your choice.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Decoding the mainstream propaganda. You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Love Alexis is a shockwave, sensual power on the motherfucker.
All right, as we were just talking to Craig Richardson, eelegal.org. This is all coming from China, folks. We are becoming China. They modeled everything. They did the beta tests. Full-on, constant surveillance, biometric tracking of everybody, profiling of everybody, putting you into categories as to how you align with the state's agenda, giving you social credit or social punishment for all of that. And then, of course, consolidating all economic activity into the control of just a few individuals. We were talking about how you've got the Democrat states and cities who are now circling like buzzards coming after the energy industry, but not the big guys. They're going to be fine. They've already made massive investments into quote-unquote renewables and the things that they're going to replace practical, affordable energy with. And we're all going to feel that. Just as we've seen this hit, we've gotten a taste of that with this lockdown. Do you like, even though energy prices went down, everything else went up. And folks, you are going to have, as we saw, food shortages, medicine shortages. We saw damage to our medical care infrastructure with a lot of hospitals closing, a lot of doctors and others losing their jobs. This is going through every industry. And as I said, even in the food industry, you saw that the large chains have done extremely well, especially fast food places, because they're set up with drive-throughs and they can stay open while the mom-and-pop restaurants, the local restaurants, are all closing down. And they've been looking at replacing workers up to 50 to 70%, and this is across the board. This is not just people who are at entry-level positions working fast food. A couple of years ago, I was given a presentation talking about how South Korea had expected that 70% of doctors and lawyers would be replaced by AI and robots by the year 2030. That's part of the 2030 agenda. They just needed a way to do this without the people, as Mike Bloomberg said, coming after them with guillotines. And so now they've got the perfect way to do this. And we can see this now happening in China, because one of the first places that they wanted to do this was in restaurants. And now they've got the reason to fire all the humans. Everybody is afraid of having any human contact. And so I don't want my food prepared by human. I want a robot to cook it. And I don't want a human to deliver it. I want a robot to deliver it. And that's exactly what they're getting in China. Country Gardens Robo Restaurant could be one of the world's first automated eateries. They have separate sections for different types of food. They have Chinese food. They have hot pot. They have fast food. And like kind of traditional American fast food. They have 20 robots capable of preparing up to 200 menu items that can be served in as little as 20 seconds. And that's not just in the kitchen. They also have robots, a fleet of pink server robots. Now, how racist is that? I guess it's okay if they paint them white or pink. Pink server robots on the front end of the restaurant that deliver dishes to patrons. So all the way through, not touched by human hands, prepared by robots, delivered by robots. As the virus pandemic continues to rage, robot-run restaurants are taking off across the country, right, Zero Hedge? They noted last Friday how Kentucky Fried Chicken has debuted the restaurant of the future. We have automation, food lockers, and the entire storefront. This has been the plan. Just like everything else, they had been planning on doing this. Now they can say, we didn't fire you. You don't even want humans serving you, right? Or cooking for you. We had to do this because of COVID-19, so don't get angry with me. Don't pull out your guillotines. Don't try to, come after Mike Bloomberg or these people who said that their purpose was to make sure that they take your job, take your life, take away your lifestyle, and keep you from revolting. And now you're more than happy. You applaud this. Well, I tell you what, these people are scary in how efficient they are, aren't they? We'll be right back.
The 4th of July, 2020. We are here, and despite all the globalist attacks, you, the viewers and listeners of this transmission, have supported us by prayer, by word of mouth, and by buying the products, and you have done all of this. So when you look at the huge effect InfoWars has had, I want you to understand that it's because of what you have done. And myself and the whole crew salute you on this July 4th, 2020. We've got a lot of our best-selling products that were sold out, DNA Force Plus, Bodies, Ultra 12, and others that have been sold out for months, back in stock, 50% off for the 4th of July. We're running the special. I want to encourage you to get these products because they have enriched my life so much. I know they'll enrich your life. And regardless, it's a total 360 win because it funds the InfoWar. The only way we fail is when you don't take action. I don't need to tell you that. You already took action. And I salute and thank you.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
As I was saying at the top of the hour, we now have a solution in place for all of you who've been scared to death of human contact. Now, all these robots and artificial intelligence that we're working on, but they would, of course, would be the bad guys if they start firing people out of the restaurants and replacing them with robots. But now, you want that to happen, and so it's just kind of falling into place. We've been talking about how the Federal Reserve, for years, how the Federal Reserve was creating a much, much bigger bubble after the Great Recession. Their actions were creating a more dangerous and larger bubble that was going to burst. But now it's not their fault. Now it's the coronavirus. Now that they're dropping in a couple of $1 trillion a month into the economy. And I mean, put that in perspective. It was a scandal when the cumulative debt, which is the accumulation of all the annual deficits going back to the beginning of America, when it climbed up to 20 trillion, sorry, that's so obsolete. 20 trillion with a T. When it climbed up there with Barack Obama, his 8 years, went from about 15 trillion to 20 trillion. That was a scandal, but now we're adding about 10% of that every couple of months. And if you don't think that's going to result in a complete currency collapse and hyperinflation, maybe it won't. Maybe it won't. I can't see any way that we're going to avoid that. It's going to play itself out one way or the other. And probably what we will see here in the United States is not only some kind of a hyperinflation with our currency, but we'll also see the combined effect of losing the dollar as a reserve currency. And that's exactly what China would love to see. All of this stuff coming out of China, being pushed by the Democrats, and it will destroy every aspect of America if we don't push back. The Fed's reckless experiment, writes The Hill, Burton Abrams, an opinion contributor. He says, well, you know, the quantity theory of money, you know, the idea that you just keep dumping money out there and you can do that forever. Well, maybe, you know, we were wrong. Maybe the Keynesians were correct, right? Maybe John Maynard Keynes, or wait, according to AOC, Milton Keynes. Maybe Milton Keynes was right. Now, Milton Friedman has warned about this. Exactly the opposite point of view as John Maynard Keynes. But now they've reinvented it and put this on steroids, all this deficit spending of John Maynard Keynes. You know, the idea that macroeconomics is somehow different from microeconomics. So this is just money that we owe to ourselves, and so we can just keep printing it. No problem whatsoever. We don't need a budget. And now that is the philosophy that was adopted by both Democrats and Republicans in Congress, as well as President Trump, even before this happened. They already had that mindset. Even before this happened, we had the massive money being poured into the repo market last fall. Absolutely insane. But now they're not going to be responsible for it because, you know, it's just the coronavirus that did this. And what is worse is that this is rampant looting and corruption. The Fed has now revealed bond purchases that they're making include stock in AT&T, United Health, Walmart, and others. They're buying corporate bonds. Now, how is this for crony capitalism? How is this for fascism? How is this for corona capitalism? They're out there actually buying this. They were channeling money into the stock market to the benefit of a few people for the longest period of time. They handed out stimulus checks to big banks to the extent that they have said, that's classified. You can't see that. The White House and the Federal Reserve are both saying you cannot see who we've given money to. Well, we know who didn't get money, right? These 40+% of small businesses that have gone out of business forever, they didn't get the money. But you're not allowed to see who got it. As I said before, audit the Fed? We're at the point where we can't even audit the stimulus. It's secret. It's an issue of national security. And as always, folks, national security, the beard of national security is how they hide information that will hurt them, these politicians. Everything has become secret while your life becomes an open book. And so as they push this hypocrisy, rule by hype, rule by healthcare professionals, unelected healthcare officials, we see that the mainstream media, this is, again, everything at the top of Drudge, is from CNN, from the Daily Beast, and it is pushing this political hype. Coronavirus, global COVID-19 deaths past half a million. North and South America struggle to overcome the first wave. Is that really what's happening? Are we really struggling? No, no, we aren't. They are in nursing homes. Nursing homes account for 11% of COVID-19 cases, 43% of the deaths in the U.S. That is, even if you follow their statistics. Look, we don't even know the death count, and they keep accumulating a death count. We don't even know these people had COVID-19. Again, the game from the very beginning was, we don't have tests, so we're just estimating these numbers. But we think it's got an extremely high case fatality rate. Then when they get the tests out, even though the tests are not accurate, they say, looks like a lot more people had this. A lot of people didn't even know they've got it. They never had any symptoms. But it's still dangerous. Even though the case fatality rate has now gone down to the range of where the flu would be, we still have to do this in a second wave. And you should be very concerned about this, because look at the cumulative death totals. And how did they get the cumulative death totals? Well, they said, we don't have a test, so we're going to presume that people have it. And then we're going to presume that it is the underlying cause of death. A lot of presumptions here. Louis Gohmert, on an interview, says Cuomo killed 31,000. That's higher than I've normally seen, but I would not be surprised when we look at what has happened. He says, we're testing people like crazy here in Texas, but if you look at the deaths, the precious lives that have been lost, New York deaths are up over 8,000 that period. Texas is up by a little over 700. And so what does Cuomo do? To virtue signal and to distract attention from what he did in the nursing homes and from the fact that one-third of the cases come out of New York City, another third come out of New York, and another third is the rest of the country combined. And so he's presiding over two-thirds of the deaths, if they are in fact deaths. Maybe they're just statistical deaths. And then we have this. This is my favorite one that is being put out by Daily Mail, picked up by a lot of different places. How COVID-19 hijacks human cells and causes them to sprout tentacles and become zombie killers. Zombie killers. Now, I'm not a virologist. But, you know, the virus, as I pointed out, virus is not alive. What does the virus do? It's RNA. And the RNA tricks the human cells into doing things that it would not normally do. And as they say, buried in this article, a few pages into this article of alarm, look at this. This is something completely different. It's zombie and it's got killer tentacles and they're toxic and they hook into other things and so forth. They said, there's other viruses like smallpox that also do this. Oh, okay. Okay. It's kind of how they work. You know, when you talk about a virus, and the other part of this at the beginning was, look, it's got a special hook that's designed for the human body. Yeah, that's why some viruses affect humans and some viruses affect animals, and it doesn't cross species many times because of that special hook. And they're trying to make it so specific that they can go after certain groups of people. That's what they're working on. But basically, that's how viruses work. They hook onto the cell. The cell brings them in. It confuses the replication just like cancer does. It starts flipping signals. Understand, it's a programming language designed by God. And they go in and they hack this programming language. And so the cells start reproducing the virus and killing themselves. They may explode. They may reproduce a bunch of these RNA particles, and they may explode, and then those things multiply out in a chain reaction, or it may put out tentacles and do the same type of thing. They're preying on people's ignorance and their fear. And these are people who are using ignorance and fear to bring about a plan that they've had for decades that we've been talking about here. You should understand when you look at what these people are doing and the lies that they keep morphing on and flipping on from week to week. You should understand what's going on. Don't get freaked out by zombie tentacles. We'll be right back.
As men age, they often experience a
slowdown
in vitality, energy, and overall wellness.
And that's why we made one of our most popular formulas to date, Super Male Vitality, specifically designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance to create superior vitality in males. Now look, this unique formula promotes your body's own natural responses, and it contains no synthetic chemicals and no unwanted additives.
Yes.
We're talking about ancient wisdom combined with modern technology, working together in perfect synchronicity to help you get the most out of this herb-packed formula. So what are you waiting for? Go to the InfoWars store. Never been a better time than right now. Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com.
It's finally here. Introducing the new Survival Shield X2 Spray. Available now for 33% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Listeners have been asking us for months to develop an iodine spray made with our exclusive Deep Earth Crystal Nascent Iodine. Our proprietary new Aerodyne technology allows us to harness the full power of ancient iodine crystals from 7,000 feet below the Earth's surface into the ultimate spray formula. Iodine is an essential mineral that helps support thyroid health, healthy metabolism, and healthy cognitive function. Get the new Survival Shield X2 spray for 33% off intro pricing at InfoWarsStore.com. That's Survival Shield X2 spray at InfoWarsStore.com.
2020 is a very special year to the globalists, to the occultists, to those that are into esoteric mysticism. And they believe this is the year they're going to totally overthrow America and the world and bring in their anti-God, anti-human tyranny. Well, we're here on air, and we just ask you all to realize that we're in opposition to this evil and that only your word of mouth helps us reach new people. And I want to salute you all and thank you for your support. And I also want you to know that our 4th of July once-a-year mega sale is here. And we've got a bunch of stuff at 50 to 60% off right now. But Bodies, our ultimate turmeric formula. This is a turmeric extract, one of the strongest ones out there. It's so good for your body, so good for your joints, so good for your cells. It is now back in stock, sold out for over 3 months, and it is at 50% off. DNA Force Plus is back in stock. It's 50% off as well. Check it all out at InfoWarsStore.com. And remember, your funding of our operation makes it all possible. Plus, these are great things that God designed for you and your family's bodies. Please take action.
I told you this 5 months ago, and now it's official. The lockdown is directed by the United Nations, and he is permanent. The psychological war chiefs that developed the COVID-19 mind control hoax knew that once they got the public for several months to wear masks and social distance, they would be able to permanently turn it on and off at any time they want by putting handcuffs on someone, and then add new demands that people take forced inoculations, that they have contact tracing on their phones, and that every aspect of our lives be controlled. This is all complete and total preparation for world government, forced inoculation, and complete enslavement of the human population. This is medical tyranny. This is the Bill and Melinda Gates UN takeover. This is the end of civilization as you know it. Living in denial only empowers the enemy. If you want to break free from this trance, there's not much time. Warn everyone you know that it's a giant hoax. Show them the numbers. Show them the facts. And explain that it's the end of the world as we know it if we don't wake up and resist.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Hey,
right. The vaccination is coming. And it doesn't matter. It's a MacGuffin. Whatever it is, it could be a sole vaccination you need. It could be a corona vaccination. They'll come up with some new novel diseases. And, of course, there's a lot of diseases out there that have been killing people forever. And we got to have a vaccine for each and every one of those. As a matter of fact, that's what Moncef Slaoui, the vaccine czar for the White House, was saying in conferences. I played that for you a couple of weeks ago. Going to conferences and say, well, you know, this approach that we have where we modify the RNA, you know, kind of like a virus itself does, kind of like cancer does. Well, we got to do that because, we can roll this stuff out really quickly. We can respond to stuff very, very quickly. And we've got a whole list of things that we already want to make sure we got vaccines for. And there's no liability for it. I mean, what can we lose, right? No matter how bad a job they do, no matter how dangerous it is, no matter how ineffective it is, you can't sue these people. If it's ineffective, you just got to get more of them, right? Well, let's run that whole research and development cycle again. And hey, you know, if you get killed, well, Fauci already made sure. Going back to the 1986, well, as soon as he got in there, he got the vaccine immunity, legal immunity for injuring people. But let's take a look at the masquerade that is happening now, because that really is at the root of this. This is the psychological preparation. This has nothing to do with protecting you. Nothing to do with protecting. And I will stand by that, folks, because if it was about protecting you, they would have told you from the very beginning. These medical experts who've now flipped and been on every position, every side of this issue, don't wear a mask. It's harmful. Well, okay, you can wear a mask if you want. Well, we don't have enough masks for you. We got to protect the heroes. That's why we lied to you at the very beginning. And now you should do it, you know, just because it's good. It's socially acceptable. And now to the extent that you've got states that are starting to make it a crime. And guess who's making it a crime? The state secretary of health is creating crimes. Do you understand what's wrong with that? When a secretary of health can make doing something or not doing something a crime? Are we into a dictatorship here? Have these people gone way beyond their legal and constitutional authority? You've now got edicts from a secretary of health in a state saying, all right, this is now going to be a crime. Because I say so. Because I say so. Washington Post, as support for mask wearing grows, so do the political risks for foregoing them. And they say, you know, look, we've got all these polls, and these polls show that Americans want everybody to wear a mask. Well, I don't know if that is true or not. I mean, you know, it seems to me 4 years ago, we had poll after poll after poll that said President Trump didn't have a chance of getting elected. So I don't know if the polls are always correct. Do you? Do you think that sometimes these scientific polls, you know, they're science, of course, so just back down and don't criticize it. But these scientific polls have a way of scientifically manipulating public opinion. As a matter of fact, just before elections, it's very common. We call them push polls. They will do robocalls, and they'll ask you for your opinion. And the whole purpose of it is to, you know, hey, we got a poll, and we want you. That's the way they get you to listen. And then they give you a loaded question so that they can, and really when they ask you the question, they're really telling you, pushing you in a particular direction on a particular issue or a particular candidate. They don't really want to know what you think. They're manipulating what you think. And that's really what you should understand about most of these polls. They're not really reflecting what people think, but they're manipulating what they think. But whether or not, it could be the case because we've got a lot of manipulation of people's minds and opinions going on with a monolithic corporate media, social media. As I said, it is a new form of information war, a new form of propaganda. It is a blitzkrieg information war. And so they say polling suggests, as the Washington Post, polling suggests the majority of Americans favor facial coverings. Yeah, welcome to Islam America, right? More than 70% of Americans believe that people should wear masks most or all the time in public. The Muslims were way ahead of all this. They didn't realize just how far ahead of all this they were. A Fox News poll found that 80% hold a favorable view of those who wear masks, according to the Washington Post and according to Fox, including 68% of Republicans, 61% of respondents who strongly approve of Trump. They want masks worn. So now the Washington Post takes this and says, well, this is a reason not to like President Trump because he doesn't wear masks. And you got Mitch McConnell. Let's talk about the Republicans who are pushing all this stuff. It's not just Democrats. Mitch McConnell. Till we find a vaccine, masks are really important. That's right. They're preparing you mentally for the vaccine. Because if masks work, then you're protected. I don't have to wear one. Right? But the whole mentality of this and this compulsory mask wearing and shaming and so forth, first begins the shaming, then comes the legislation. We've seen this already with the MMR. You shame people for being anti-vaxxers, and then you force them to do it as a condition to functioning in society. And the same psychology is happening here. You know, we're not going to have a discussion as to whether or not the masks or the vaccines work. We're just going to say, you have to do it. Because I'm not protected if I get vaccinated, if I wear masks. That doesn't work for me. And then we got Liz Cheney, of course, using Dick Cheney. She says, wear a mask. Hashtag real men wear masks. And as we've got up on Infowars.com, yeah, people responded to that and said, this guy should be wearing handcuffs. Maybe it's real war criminals wear masks. Real globalists wear masks. And that's what really is happening here, folks. The people who have pushed endless war, weapons of mass destruction lies. You've even got Trump's own HHS secretary, Alex Azar. The window is closing, he says, for us to get the coronavirus under control. Well, then what are they going to do? Oh, well, I force a vaccine on you, right? Oh, it's out of control. Look, we got tests now. We don't know if the tests work. We were presuming that everybody was dying from COVID-19, even if we didn't know that they had it. And we're going to keep those numbers and accumulate those numbers, and we'll put them up on the top of the Drudge Report every day. How's that to scare you? Alex Azar defends President Trump's refusal to wear the mask, even though he says this is getting bad. The window is closing for controlling the coronavirus. And he says President Trump has unique circumstances. That's why he doesn't wear a mask. As Washington Times points out, even as his own government is urging people, demanding people do it, his own Surgeon General is demanding that people do it. President Fauci is demanding that people do it. You know, President Fauci is pushing out President Trump, not only out of doing something about this positively, but going to push him out of office. I thought it was amazing. Let's play video clip number two, Pence, talking about Pence speaks as coronavirus cases surge. CNN trolls him, just like Washington Post trolling, not wearing a mask. Here's a little bit of that speech.
Let me add my voice to the governor's voice. To say when we issued the guidelines to open up America again, we laid out a phased reopening
plan.
Well,
you can't open up if people are scared to death, Pence. And when you pander to liars, when you pander to the lie, you just look weak and pathetic, and you're going to lose. But maybe that's your strategy. Maybe you've got a golden parachute. We'll be right back.
What can I say to the viewers and listeners? Thank you for supporting us. You've done a great job. We've done amazing things together. The war is now out in the open. You can see that InfoWars' world vision of who the globalists are and who we are has been very, very accurate. We're not just some little Hollywood New World Order rabbit trail trying to distract humanity. We're the zeitgeist and the spirit of liberty together in a symbiotic relationship that believes in humanity. And we're willing to face the true horror of the New World Order. But if we do not support the actual transmission center that's getting the messages out from the guests, the callers, the hosts, we will fail. I'm stating the obvious here. I just want to thank you on July 4th, 2020 for your support. No matter what color you are, where you came from, if you love human liberty and freedom, we're brothers and sisters together, and I salute and thank you all. Now share those links at band.video and crush the globalist murderers. When I thank the listeners of this broadcast, I'm not patting you on the head. I'm like a person that's been thrown overboard who finds a life raft to get on or a piece of driftwood. I am clinging to you. So when you call into the show and thank me, listen, I'm thanking you too. We are in this together. Now, I try to bring you things that I know are amazing that have helped me and my family. So you get a great response. You order again. I treat you like I want to be treated. It's not a science. It's not a plan. It's just the way to do it. It's just common sense. And if you get one product, it's Bodies. Now, our big 4th of July super sale is going right now through 4th of July. and Bodies has been sold out for over 3 months. It's now back in stock. It is the strongest turmeric concentrate we could find out there. It may be the strongest on the market. Somebody might have one stronger. We don't know about it, or we'd have it. It is back in stock at 50% off. I want to encourage you all to get Bodies Ultimate Turmeric Formula while you still can. 50% off for the 4th of July. Fund the InfoWar. InfoWarStore.com. I salute and thank you all. The 4th of July 2020 special has gone into high gear. We have 50% off Bodies really strong extract of turmeric formula. It's been sold out for months. That's back in stock. DNA Force Plus with the PQQ, the CoQ10. So good for yourself. So amazing. That's back in stock. 50% off. Winter Sun's been sold out for over 3 months. It's back in stock. Pure, high quality vitamin D3. Taken under the tongue. Greater absorption. So good for your whole body. So essential. That's back in stock. Ultra 12. Super high quality B12. Again, taken under the tongue. That is back in stock. Survival Shield X2. Nascent Iodine Spray. 33% off. And so much more. So I want to thank you all for this July 4th coming up for standing with us. And I want to invite you to take advantage of these great deals and great products that enrich yourself and your family's life and also fund Hardcore Truth. Again, take action. Big 4th of July sales right now at InfoWarsStore.com. We could not have done this without you. I thank you for your continued prayer, your focus, and your support. Again, I salute you all.
Where the hell did this water come from?
InfoWarsStore.com.
We can't survive without pure, clean drinking water. So make sure that it's always available to you with the Alexa Pure Water Filtration System. This gravity-fed system filters through all the toxins and gets straight to clean, healthy, great-tasting water. Yummy in my tummy. Bring the purest, most refreshing water to your home by ordering the Alexa Pure Water Filtration System today from InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWarsStore.com.
Other systems just don't compare.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Mainstream propaganda. This is the David Knight Show.
All right, we've had the Supreme Court issue the decision that I said last week they would do. I said that Roberts would most likely vote to sustain abortion. And I said in doing so, he will either... A lot of people said, well, he believes in institutionalism. He's like, yeah, he does. whatever the Supreme Court said before, we're going to do that again. Doesn't matter what the law says. Doesn't matter what the Constitution says. Let's not overturn the Supreme Court. Now, if we had that still happening, we'd still have slavery. We would still have movies, not have First Amendment protection. We'd still Dred Scott, many other things. And, of course, the Supreme Court has reversed itself on many bad decisions. But in the past, you had people like President Jackson who said, well, they've made their decision, let's see them enforce it. And maybe people are going to start to wake up to this. There's some rumbling about that from people other than me. Now, as we've got Josh Hawley calling to revamp Supreme Court nomination process. He says, maybe we shouldn't have President Trump throw out a list of names of people that he's going to put on the Supreme Court if he gets elected. He did that last time. And he said, maybe we ought to include grassroots conservatives more in the process. Well, the problem is that the process is already loaded to say that you can't appoint somebody unless they are a part of the pool. And the pool generally includes, with few exceptions, people who are career bureaucrats, people who believe in government. They want a career in government, and they will toe the line. And then, of course, you have people like Roberts, who many of us believe were compromised, blackmailed. You don't think that that only happens to police officers at the lowest level, do you? That's why I had spent a good deal of time, and I'm going to have him back on again if he'll come on. But I had a police officer who went all the way to the Supreme Court fighting the city of Baltimore. Boy, they were coming after him with a vengeance. I said, this is really kind of strange. They got so upset with you that, because he told me it was really, his case was very much like Frank Serpico's case. The fact that there was a lot of corruption going on in Baltimore, especially when Nancy Pelosi's father was running the place, a mob boss, essentially, is what he pointed out. Said it was hopelessly corrupt. Drugs, prostitution, all this vice stuff had corrupted the cops. Like Serpico, he says, I'm not taking that dirty money. And like Serpico, they came after him. Tried to kill him, tried to set him up in many different ways. And one of the ways that they wound up going after, well, I'm not going to recount the whole story. You ought to take a look at it at band.video if you want to find the video. I forget what the name of it was. Sometimes it's easier to find the index to the videos if you go to davidknightshow.com, and you can see just the videos there right now. We're working on a new website. We're going to have articles and other things on it. But right now, davidknightshow.com will have just the videos there from the last couple of weeks. You should be able to find it there pretty easily. But that's got a link to the band.video channel, and you can see all the different videos there. Nevertheless, what he was saying was that they would do anything to bring him in. They didn't want to have an honest person within their midst because an honest person gave them the heebie-jeebies, just like it did with Frank Serpico. Yeah, if you're in on the take, if you are blackmailable, right, you're not going to expose these people because they can take you down as well. And so when you look at the links that they go to take down a police officer who won't get on the take, like Eric or like Serpico, then imagine what they do to Supreme Court justices. You think maybe they get the full Jeffrey Epstein treatment or something like that? Could that explain why you had Roberts go on both sides of this and why Roberts kind of Obamacare? He wrote both the concurring and dissenting opinion on Obamacare, and why the Supreme Court and the government itself, even though the prevarication that was the foundation of Obamacare, well, it's a tax. We're not forcing you to buy something from private companies, which would be, you know, how do you find that in the Constitution? Well, we'll pretend that it's a tax. And we can force you to do that. Well, after the Republicans removed the tax, somehow Obamacare is still there. Never removed it. Just like you had Roberts go in and say with DACA, well, you know, you can't do anything about DACA. It's like, really? That was an executive, that was an order from the executive branch during the previous president. And as Ted Cruz pointed out, it was illegal when it was put in. President Obama, this is what Ted Cruz said about it. President Obama's executive amnesty was illegal the day it was issued. Not one single justice of the 9 Supreme Court justices disputed that. Not one. In other words, they didn't care about the fact that his Department of Homeland Security, Janet Napolitano, said, I'm not going to enforce the law. I'm going to defer it for a particular class of people. Wait a minute. Equal protection under the law? Wait a minute. That's a law that was passed by Congress that you're supposed to enforce? Oh, no, we're not going to have a problem with that at all. So none of them disputed that. Then Chief Justice Roberts wrote the majority opinion, joined by 4 liberal justices on the court. This is becoming a pattern. Yep, and it's a pattern we see today on abortion, the decision that was just released. The majority believes that Obama's executive amnesty is illegal, and then bizarrely holds that the Trump administration can't stop implementing a policy that is illegal, and that the current president can't issue an executive order that stops the previous administration. That's where we are. This is the kind of nonsense that the Supreme Court is embracing because, folks, it's just about their arbitrary power. It really is. And so when we go back to this Josh Hawley talking about how, well, President Trump needs to include a broader group of people in there because I don't think he's picking very good people, obviously. Obviously. And this is not just President Trump. It's every president. This is a failed strategy. Hawley said, I don't love the idea of just doing over what we've been doing in the past. The idea of issuing a new list, if it's just going to be the same stuff, the same process. I mean, I'm not wild about it. When it comes to this whole process, we have to ask ourselves, is this vetting process, is this really working? Well, here's the issue. This isn't just about President Trump's picks. The problem is not even about the vetting process. The problem is, and you can chalk it up to whatever you want to chalk it up to, but the reality is the abortion decision just points this out, is that for at least 50 years, conservatives have thought that the way that they can overturn Roe v. Wade, which is clearly outside of the powers of the Supreme Court to determine when life and death begin and to tell the states what they can do to protect life. That is not their power. We have the 10th Amendment. We have the 9th Amendment. And so the idea that we're going to somehow elect a president who's then going to pick the right people who are then going to support the Constitution, but we can't support the Constitution from the state level. We can't say we have the 9th and 10th Amendment and you don't have any authority to overrule the executive order of this president in favor of the executive order of the previous president, even though the previous president's executive order was illegal, unconstitutional, a violation of their oath. Holly says, who actually goes out and votes for judges? It's conservative Catholics, conservative Jews, evangelicals, Mormons. That coalition of folks is vitally important to the Republican Party. I think they feel just shocked at what's going on in the Supreme Court. So I think it's vital that they can be heard and involved in this process. Let me tell you something. This group of people they just described ought to be shocked that they keep doing the same thing over and over again for 50 years. This is a failed strategy. The idea that you're going to have a president and Congress who are afraid to stand up to the Supreme Court with the separation of powers. The idea that you have state governments who are afraid to stand up to the Supreme Court over separation of powers. But somehow you're going to fix this problem passively and indirectly. This is a strategy that hasn't worked. By the way, you know, Roberts was appointed by a Republican, George W. Bush. And I remember Christians telling me, yeah, we got to vote for George W. I know he did that fake Iraq war. But, you know, he's going to appoint good Supreme Court justices. And it's going to, you know, save lives with abortion and so forth. How did that work out for us? Yeah, Roberts joins with the liberals again. We'll be right back.
We're already in the latter part of June, and of course, most of the country is not completely reopened again, and already Fauci and the UN, Bill and Melinda Gates, criminal combine are telling us, don't go to Trump rallies. Oh, no. But the very same media that promotes that we shouldn't go to Trump rallies is telling us we should go to the Democrat Party, Black Lives Matter, all white people are evil, mind control, brainwashing events. This is the attempted murder of common sense and logic. Ladies and gentlemen, now is the time to be more politically active than you ever have, because we are going into hardcore United Nations controlled bondage. Major police departments like Los Angeles and Albuquerque, New Mexico are announcing they're going under UN control and turning their, quote, police into community activist organizers. This is just the beginning. Everything's going to accelerate now from this point out. So it's here. No more games. The New World Order has arrived. The 4th of July, 2020. We are here, and despite all the globalist attacks, you, the viewers and listeners of this transmission, have supported us by prayer, by word of mouth, and by buying the products, and you have done all of this. So when you look at the huge effect InfoWars has had, I want you to understand that it's because of what you have done. And myself and the whole crew salute you on this July 4th, 2020. We've got a lot of our best-selling products that were sold out, DNA Force Plus, Bodies, Ultra 12, and others that have been sold out for months, back in stock, 50% off for the 4th of July. We're running this special. I want to encourage you to get these products because they have enriched my life so much. I know they'll enrich your life. And regardless, it's a total 360 win because it funds the InfoWar. The only way we fail is when you don't take action. I don't need to tell you that. You already took action. And I salute and thank you. Let's go to Juan in Connecticut. You're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hello, can you hear me?
I sure can, sir. Thank you.
Hey, Alex, before I start, man, I wanted to talk to you, bro, and it's a pleasure to be talking right now here, man.
Sir, it's an honor to talk to you, brother.
I'm calling from New Brand, Connecticut, and I just want to plug in. I'm a truck driver, and Tubeforce have changed the way I drive. Me and my brothers that drive, there's a couple of us. We all Hispanics, Cubans, Puerto Ricans. We used to be on Monster and Red Bull and all that, and I've lost weight because I stopped drinking all that sugar, and I just want to thank you for that, man.
Well, brother, we put more in this than any other long-term, high-quality energy powder there is. So this was designed by one of the top guys in the country. He didn't want his name on it because, obviously, the political issues, but we had to pay a lot of money for this formulation just for the design of it. And we believe it is the best, strongest, but healthiest energy out there. And you're saying that it's made your life better, so that means a lot to me. Thank you. To all your truck drivers, we love you. I was talking to my Patriot supplier, Great Suppliers. You can now say 4 weeks on average for storable food. It's the highest quality. They've got it. Use this little rest we have caught in the current to come up to the surface, get some air before you get sucked back down. I personally am ordering more storable food. I have to now start going into defense posture. 80% offense, but I've always been 100% offense, trying to fully, you know, stop the globalists. And we've given them a good run, and I think down the road they'll be defeated, but we are going to still go down the hard road now. There were a lot worse roads we'd probably go down, but we've mitigated some of this, but it's still going to be bad in my view. You need to get high-quality storable food. It's something you need. We have high-quality ready to get out to you, and it supports the broadcast of 360 Wins, so please take care of your storable foods needs at InfoWarsStore.com and get your orders in now so you get it, so you have it. It's in great containers, high quality, last 25 years. Get it while you can, because if you think things are about to let up, you ain't seen nothing yet.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
All right, let's take a little bit of a look at the Supreme Court decision itself. And, of course, the decision that was released today, not unexpected, but it was an interesting dilemma for Justice Roberts, because Justice Roberts, they said this is essentially a repeat of a Texas law that was declared unconstitutional by the court 4 years ago. 4 years ago, you had Roberts voting to sustain the Texas law that is identical to this Louisiana law that he has now voted to throw down, to overturn. As if the federal government had the authority to do that. They don't. They don't have the authority to define when life begins. They don't have the authority to define marriage. They don't have the authority to do most of what they have assumed, like they did with DACA last week. But in this particular case, like the case in Texas, both of these were done in response to what happened with Kermit Gosnell in Pennsylvania. Not only was he convicted of the murder of two babies that were late term, as he bragged and laughed about it. Yeah, that one baby could walk down the bus station on his own. Killed him. He was convicted by a jury where all the jurors had to, in order to not be dismissed, they had to agree with the Supreme Court on abortion in principle. They were totally shocked when they found out that compassionate care was what the rest of the world was shocked to find out, is what Governor Kuhnman in Virginia said. Well, you know, if baby survives the abortion, we just stick it over there on the side and let it die. That's comfort care. And so there was an abortionist who told that to the jury, all of whom said they supported Roe v. Wade, and they supported abortion in principle, and they were shocked. This is, everybody was shocked by Ralph Northam. But it doesn't matter. Whatever Ralph Northam does, he can wear blackface, he can wear a Ku Klux Klan hood, he can kill full-term babies. Nothing takes this guy out. He's got some guardian devils, doesn't he? Yes. Satan loves this guy. I tell you, he's pulled in everybody to protect him from whatever. And so, in the wake of what happened with Kermit Gosnell and the two babies that he killed, he also killed a woman of color, an immigrant woman of color. There were complications in the abortion, and they couldn't get a gurney down the hall to get her to health care when there was a complication on this surgery. And, of course, the whole clinic was just a mess. And so in the wake of that, you had Texas and you had Louisiana put in regulations, say, well, you got to be within a certain distance of a hospital if there's some kind of a medical emergency arises from your surgical thing that you're doing here. And you've got to be able to fit gurneys through the hallways and the doorways so that you can get a patient out of there if something happens. But all these people who tell you that they're so concerned, this is not about killing babies. This is about women's health. And they shut these things down each and every time. It was a Texas law that you had abortion Barbie, Wendy Davis, filibuster at the Texas Capitol. And that was where you had the people chanting Hail Satan at the Christians who were protesting that. These are the people who say they're all about women's health, filibustering issues that protect women's health. And so today, as they voted 5-4 and the liberal judges were joined by Roberts, the case involved a Louisiana abortion law requiring doctors who provide abortions to have admitting privileges at a hospital within 30 miles of their clinic. 4 years after the top court ruled that a similar abortion law passed in Texas was unconstitutional. And see, that's the interesting position that Roberts was in, because he voted to uphold that Texas law that was identical to this, essentially, 4 years ago. Now, 4 years ago, he's striking it down. Because if he had kept the same vote that he would have had 4 years ago, then they would have sustained Louisiana's law. But again, on issues like this, the Supreme Court should not even have a say. The state governments should not be deferring this power to the Supreme Court. The presidents, Republican and Democrat, all of them should not be allowing the Supreme Court to make a decision about DACA. That is an executive order from Obama, and it was a new executive order from President Trump. They should have never deferred to the Supreme Court to make that decision. Again, going back to some other comments from Ted Cruz, and he was about the only one, even in the Republican Party, who spoke up against this. You know, President Trump just shook his head and goes, wow, that's big. That's big. What's your issue with it? Well, Ted Cruz said, judging is not a game. It's not supposed to be a game. But sadly, in recent years, more and more, Chief Justice Roberts has been playing games with the court to achieve the policy outcome that he desires. This case, the DACA case, concerned President Obama's executive amnesty. Amnesty that President Obama decreed directly contrary to federal law. He did so without any legal authority. He did so in open defiance of federal statutes. And yet, Justice Roberts sided with the liberals to say, that's going to stand. Why? Is there any legal issue here? Oh, no. They just don't think that he overturned the executive order the right way or with the right motives or whatever. The flimsiest of excuses. And now the same thing has happened again with abortion. Now, in the 5-4 decision, you had Gorsuch and Kavanaugh vote to sustain the Louisiana law. But not all as well. It's not just Roberts. Because remember, going back to December of 2018, right after he got on the bench, Kavanaugh joined the liberal bloc and refused to review Planned Parenthood cases. There were two cases that didn't touch directly on abortion, as a church militant pointed out at the time, but they concerned the question of private individuals' rights to sue the state over its Medicare provider determinations. Several states had removed Planned Parenthood as a Medicaid provider, claiming that the abortion giant had engaged in fraudulent billing practices and profited off of the sale of aborted baby parts. That was because of the undercover videos that we got from the Center for Medical Progress. And they were vilified by the left for that. Oh, that's crazy. That didn't, even though you could see it on tape. You could see them bragging about it. Well, I need a Lamborghini, so what can we do to get this stuff? Now we have found out last week, because they pushed this thing down and pushed it back, you had Judicial Watch file a Freedom of Information request from the government, from the FDA, saying, did you buy any of those baby parts? And they refused to answer. So they sued them to get them to comply with the law. And finally, a judge 2 years later says, all right, you got to give them the information. They gave them the information. They found out that the FDA was a buyer of aborted baby parts. It's not a conspiracy theory. It's a fact. We've now seen it confirmed with videotaped confessions. We've now seen it confirmed with FDA documents. And guess what? It's your own government not only paying money to Planned Parenthood, but then buying the aborted baby parts. And when this case came up, Judge Kavanaugh said, no, we don't want to hear about that. One of the first things he did when he got on the Supreme Court. This is why I say, if you keep doing the same things over and over again, it's not just the abortion issue. It's every one of these issues. The fact that we have said that the Supreme Court is supreme. Judicial supremacy, right? Oh, they're above everything. You know, the federal government is above all the different states. We've got this pyramid form of government, which is not in the Constitution, but has been acquiesced to by the executive branch, by the congressional branch, and by all the state governments and everybody, everywhere. We have all agreed that we're going to have this pyramid structure, and at the very top are going to be 9 political appointees, unelected, unaccountable. The Supreme Court is supreme over everything. That's what we've said. That is not in the Constitution. And we're going to keep getting this type of thing where we see Justice Roberts. Because all you have to do, when you got 9 people like that, you've only got to be able to blackmail 5 of them. And a lot of these judges just do it because that's where they're coming from. The left will always get status judges who hate the Constitution. And on the right, since we got to pick from that pool, we're going to maybe get 30-40% of them to not go. I mean, just take a look at even Ronald Reagan's picks. He didn't do any better job of picking than President Trump has. It is a foolish idea to abdicate this kind of power, this kind of concentration of power. We're supposed to have a separation of power within the federal government and between the federal government and the people and the states. And yet we have put everything under the Supreme Court. All right, we got to take a break. Folks, take a look at the products we got at InfoWarsStore.com. Part of our 4th of July super sale, we have free shipping, double Patriot points, up to 60% off. Bod Ease has now just been put on the sale list, 50% off. A great way to fight inflammation, joint pain. DNA Force, 50% off. Winter Sun Plus, 50% off. You need that to support your immune system, especially if you're not getting any sunlight. InfoWarsStore.com, our 4th of July super sale, free shipping.
It's time to take a new, healthier approach to one of your most basic needs. The AlexaPure Pro Water Filtration System is the same water filter that Alex and the InfoWars crew use every day for the purest water possible. You can start cleaning the toxins from your water for clean, healthy, and delicious drinking water. Perfect for preppers or anyone concerned with a healthier source of water, the AlexaPure Pro can remove up to 99.9% of impurities. This groundbreaking, gravity-fed water filtration system is like no other. Make sure your water is up to your standards today with the AlexaPure Pro.
It's no secret that our daily lives are becoming more stressful. No matter what side of the political spectrum you're on, we're all feeling the strain from rising pressure. That's why we worked hard to create a new formula to support your fight against stress in your hectic day. Chill Force is our solution for a true, healthy, relaxation support formula. As the long-awaited sister formula to Brain Force Plus, this formula includes powerful ingredients and time-tested practices to help fight your stress levels. It's time to take a breather. Get Chill Force today at InfoWarsStore.com.
2020 is a very special year to the globalist, to the occultist, to those that are into esoteric mysticism. And they believe this is the year they're going to totally overthrow America and the world and bring in their anti-God, anti-human tyranny. Well, we're here on air, and we just ask you all to realize that we're in opposition to this evil and that only your word of mouth helps us reach new people. And I want to salute you all and thank you for your support. And I also want you to know that our 4th of July once-a-year mega sale is here. And we've got a bunch of stuff at 50 to 60% off right now. But Bodies, our ultimate turmeric formula. This is a turmeric extract, one of the strongest ones out there. It's so good for your body, so good for your joints, so good for your cells. It is now back in stock, sold out for over 3 months, and it is at 50% off. DNA Force Plus is back in stock. It's 50% off as well. Check it all out at InfoWarsStore.com. And remember, your funding of our operation makes it all possible. Plus, these are great things that God designed for you and your family's bodies. Please take action.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We're going to talk in this next hour about how violence has reached the tipping point. We're going to talk about the similarities between the Black Lives Matter revolution and others like it that have been financed by George Soros, because George Soros is a major backing and contributor of the Black Lives Matter organization. Organizations have been a major funder of that. But as we look at whether or not it is authentic, you know, is it a grassroots resistance to this? Or is it AstroTurf? We might have to come up with a different analogy here, because we've got a couple in Raleigh who, a black couple, Benji Irby and his wife, went to visit the North Carolina State Capitol, and they saw a Black Lives Matter statue protest going on. So they filmed it and themselves there, and they're laughing. I'll show you this. We'll play this for you. They're laughing because there are no black people. They're all white, Antifa, Black Lives Matter people. Here, let's play video clip number four.
So, like, I don't even do videos, but, like, I'm here with Shamika at the North Carolina State House being a nerd. And, look, there's a whole, like, Black Lives Matter protest going on in front, I don't know what statue or what the hell. I guess that. I don't know what that is. But they are protesting. But there are no black people. Right. How are we the only black people that happen to stumble upon this Black Lives Matter protest with no black people? This is like
foolishness. Oh, there's one. I'm like, there's one with a little afro.
Okay, there's one. I'm like, okay, but this makes no sense. We were just going to the State House. Well, really, I was dragging Shamika to the State House being a nerd, because I'm a nerd. In North Carolina, in Raleigh, and there's a whole Black Lives Matter protest, but there are
no black people. None.
This is like the founder of the Black Entertainment Network. He said, yeah, we just look at this and we laugh. All these white people pulling statues down. It's like, you're not doing anything to change anything in the system. This is all about virtue signaling, but it's also about something else, folks. It really is about Soros's color revolution. It's not only AstroTurf, but it is, it's whitewashed. This whole Black Lives Matter is a whitewashing. And it is all political. These two that were filming that, they filmed it, put it out there. They said they're Republicans and they support President Trump, Benji Irby and his wife. And, of course, if you have any questions about how the monolithic press, the monolithic social media, and the monolithic entertainment corporations all are coming together, the fact that James Comey's nonsense book, and they're going to do a Showtime series on it, a little mini series telling Comey's side of the story or his fantasies. And they are going to put that on right before the election, after the director pleaded for a chance to sway voters. This is not just like late night talk shows are no longer about comedy at all. It's simply about propaganda. Because, you know, ridicule is the most effective way to propagandize people, as Saul Alinsky said. He said, ridicule is the most devastating of all propaganda, because you can't really respond to it. Well, you're not going to be able to respond to a miniseries either. But this shows how desperate the people are who are trying to manipulate opinion. See, CNN and MSNBC and even the Drudge Report now, they're not powerful enough. Now they've got to produce miniseries just to, you know, play it out for you. Their fantasy narrative. When are they going to do a miniseries showing coronavirus killing everybody? I'm sure that's in the works as well. The Comey rule. Yeah, I think he was ruling, wasn't he? So that's coming up just before the election. So make sure you set your VCRs to record it and make sure they're not flashing 12. Oh, that's right. We don't have VCRs anymore. I got other ways to time shift it. So we'll be right back.
It's finally here. Introducing the new Survival Shield X2 Spray. Available now for 33% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Listeners have been asking us for months to develop an iodine spray made with our exclusive Deep Earth Crystal Nascent Iodine. Our proprietary new Aerodyne technology allows us to harness the full power of ancient iodine crystals from 7,000 feet below the Earth's surface into the ultimate spray formula. Iodine is an essential mineral that helps support thyroid health, healthy metabolism, and healthy cognitive function. Get the new Survival Shield X2 spray for 33% off intro pricing at InfoWarsStore.com. That's Survival Shield X2 spray at InfoWarsStore.com.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. Let's talk about D.C. statehood. The statehoods are back. Nancy Pelosi and the gang. Always trying to make the District of Columbia into a state for political gain. And folks, if you don't understand what for the House of Representatives, they would get one person. They have a representative, but she doesn't get to vote. She's just there as a ceremonial thing. But then you would have one more Congresswoman. I'm sure it would be a woman always. It's going to reserve a seat. It'd be a black woman, just like it is right now. To actually get to vote. But the big difference would be in what would happen with the Senate. Because immediately, Democrats would pick up two senators. Because every state, no matter how small, gets two senators. And so that's really what is behind all this. And so you got Joe Biden tweeting in support of it. You have the Democrat-controlled House voted on Friday to make Washington, D.C. a state. And they would rename it Washington Douglas Commonwealth, not District of Columbia. Oh, see? Got to name it after Frederick Douglass. But wait a minute. Frederick Douglass dedicated that statue that they want to tear down to Lincoln. Yeah, it just keeps going and going. So they'd still have it Washington, D.C., but then they would say, well, the D.C. now doesn't stand for District of Columbia. It stands for Douglass Commonwealth. Well, Frederick Douglass. Absolutely amazing what the scam is. And we had Thomas Massie taking to the floor of the House to speak against this. I want to play a video clip of this, and I'm going to chime in with my opinion about the federal government and what they should own in terms of land and what the whole purpose of the District of Columbia is. But here's Thomas Massie speaking after the Democrats support statehood. At least right now, it's just the House Democrats doing it. But they will do it in the Senate, and if they do it in the Senate again, they will get an additional two seats. I mean, we're talking about a 4% increase in the number of Senate seats, and it would be a reliable seat for the Democrats. Video clip number one.
There's a constitutional way to turn D.C. into a state. This bill is not it. This bill is a farcical exercise in legislative virtue signaling because it contains a fatal constitutional flaw. Let's talk about what this bill doesn't do. This bill doesn't magically convert all of D.C. into a state. This bill doesn't create a new state containing a city called D.C. because both of these clearly violate the Constitution. Some overly clever legislative artists think they found a new loophole, a way to create a state in D.C. without violating the Constitution. What this bill does is it seeks to shrink the city of D.C. into a tiny city and then creates a state from the territory that's left over. The problem with that is there's the 23rd Amendment to the Constitution that gives the city of D.C. presently three electoral votes. Paradoxically, the bill itself acknowledges the constitutional flaw within because it contains an expedited procedure to vote on the repeal of the 23rd Amendment in this chamber and the Senate chamber. The problem is the bill keeps plowing forward and would create a new state even if the 23rd Amendment is not repealed. This creates the farcical situation where the few residents, which are the residents at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, the first family would control three electoral votes. This is crazy. So I urge my colleagues to vote for the Constitution today and vote against H.R. 51.
Yeah, the problem is that the U.S. government claims to own about a quarter of the country's total mass. And so I retweeted Massey's speech there. He's absolutely right. You would have to amend the Constitution. But, of course, you'd have to amend the Constitution if you wanted to do something like, oh, I don't know, let's say prohibit marijuana. Except they didn't bother to do that. See, that's the first problem with war on drugs. And then we can find out after 50 years of it, we can see the rest of what it has produced, which was all done, all unplanned negative consequences from alcohol prohibition, even though when they did alcohol prohibition, they had respect for the Constitution. They passed a constitutional amendment to give them the power to prohibit some substance of being owned and used by people. There's no power in the Constitution to do that for anything. You have to have special permission because of the Ninth and Tenth Amendment. All powers that aren't expressly delegated, and that would include things like prohibiting alcohol or anything else, and that includes medical treatments that the FDA prohibits, like stem cells, or, you know, prohibiting vaping or whatever. You can't have a federal bureaucracy, and you can't have Congress arbitrarily prohibiting this and that. You have to have a constitutional amendment, and you'd have to have a constitutional amendment to make D.C. a state. But since they don't pay any attention to the Constitution anymore, understand this is simply a matter of whether or not the Democrats have a majority. They will ignore the Constitution. And I'm sure that they've got those photos of Roberts, whatever he was doing, back in the locker that they can pull out to get him to support them when it gets taken to the Supreme Court. And people say, wait a minute, you can't make D.C. a state. Well, I think we can come up with some rationale to do that. And so, you know, when they did alcohol prohibition, they said, well, you know, let's do this social, massive social experiment. We will amend the Constitution with the 18th Amendment. Then they realized, nah, this is a really bad idea. With the 21st Amendment, they said, no, nope, we're going to take that away. And then we did another even larger social experiment, and we got the same results. Except this time when we did that social experiment and put in the UN's war on drugs, we didn't bother with the Constitution. So it's a very dangerous area that we're in. But let's just talk a little bit about the land issue. The federal government claims, as I tweeted out, claims to own 640 million acres, about 25% of the U.S. The majority of it is in western states. A lot of eastern states, the federal government only claims to own 1% of the land. On average, east of the Mississippi, the federal government only claims to own, on average, about 4% of the land, east of the Mississippi. Why did that change? And again, it goes back to the Civil War. After the Civil War, after they basically said, well, there's a lot of things about the Constitution we don't like, so we're just not going to pay attention to them. They, as they brought states, territories in and made them states, the federal government did not give up the land as it was supposed to under the Constitution. This is really what the Bundy standoff was really about. It was about Agenda 21, and it was about the illegal owning of land by the federal government out west. And it's even worse when you take Texas off the map. One of the reasons Texas was so wealthy was because people in Texas were allowed to own land privately because Texas was independent before it joined the Union. And so that land was already in private hands. But the rest of the states west of the Mississippi, most of them came in and got statehood after the Civil War. And the government wasn't caring about the Constitution too much anymore. And so when they say that they have authority to do it, they don't. The government was granted specifically in the Constitution, the District of Columbia, and some forts and some ports. Other than that, they're not supposed to own any land. And when a territory becomes a state, that's supposed to be turned over into private ownership. You had that done in eastern states, but they have completely ignored the Constitution post-Civil War. And now, I guarantee you, that they're not going to have any problem at all ignoring the Constitution to eventually make Washington, D.C. a state. Because, that's again, it's going to increase the number of senators by 4%. And they will be all of one political party. The big government party, the Socialist Party, because that's always the people who are voting for that. The people who are part of the federal government. And that's one of the reasons why they wanted to carve that out individually. How about if we support the Constitution, the 10th Amendment? How about if we support actual statehood for real states, for actual states, right? What does statehood mean? Well, you know, the power of the state is defined in the 9th and 10th Amendment. How about if Congress, instead of making Washington, D.C. a state in defiance of the Constitution, what if they said the states have the power, we're going to recognize that they have under the 9th and 10th Amendment? Now, that would be something. What if we had a political party that said we're going to support the actual statehood of actual states instead of trying to manufacture phony states for political power?
When I thank the listeners of this broadcast, I'm not patting you on the head. I'm like a person that's been thrown overboard who finds a life raft to get on or a piece of driftwood. I am clinging to you. So when you call into the show and thank me, listen, I'm thanking you too. We are in this together. Now, I try to bring you things that I know are amazing that have helped me and my family. So you get a great response. You order again. I treat you like I want to be treated. It's not a science. It's not a plan. It's just the way to do it. It's just common sense. And if you get one product, it's Bodies. Now, our big 4th of July super sale is going right now through 4th of July. And Bodies has been sold out for over 3 months. It's now back in stock. It is the strongest turmeric concentrate we could find out there. It may be the strongest on the market. Somebody might have one stronger. We don't know about it, or we'd have it. It is back in stock at 50% off. I want to encourage you all to get Bodies Ultimate Turmeric Formula while you still can. 50% off for the 4th of July. And find the InfoWar at InfoWarStore.com. I salute and thank you all. What can I say to the viewers and listeners? Thank you for supporting us. You've done a great job. We've done amazing things together. The war is now out in the open. You can see that InfoWars' world vision of who the globalists are and who we are has been very, very accurate. We're not just some little Hollywood New World Order rabbit trail trying to distract humanity. We're the zeitgeist and the spirit of liberty together in a symbiotic relationship that believes in humanity. And we're willing to face the true horror of the New World Order. But if we do not support the actual transmission center that's getting the messages out from the guest, the callers, the host, we will fail. I'm stating the obvious here. I just want to thank you on July 4th, 2020, for your support. No matter what color you are or where you came from, if you love human liberty and freedom, we're brothers and sisters together, and I salute and thank you all. Now share those links at band.video and crush the globalist murderers.
We were told by the United Nations, we were told by the CDC and Fauci that 2+ million Americans would die, that millions of Europeans would die if we did not do exactly as they said. And it turned out it was all frauds. The models, the testing, taking regular deaths and putting it in the COVID-19 column, all a complete criminal fraud. But none of them are getting sued. None of them are getting prosecuted. None of them are getting in trouble except for Bill Gates. The FDA shut down his factories that are making fake COVID tests that show everyone is positive. And despite that, they're still testing record numbers of people, creating hysteria and saying the number's spiking and why it'll be 200,000 dead by the election. And it's all Trump's fault. And now, oh, China had 40 cases in one city. We've got a lockdown again. Everything's over. This, ladies and gentlemen, is the New World Order teaching us to be total prisoners. Either we expose the COVID hoax or we're all permanently enslaved by it. Your choice.
As men age, they often experience a
slowdown
in vitality, energy, and overall wellness.
And that's why we made one of our most popular formulas to date, Super Male Vitality, specifically designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance to create superior vitality in males. Now look, this unique formula promotes your body's own natural responses, and it contains no synthetic chemicals and no unwanted additives.
Yes.
We're talking about ancient wisdom combined with modern technology, working together in perfect synchronicity to help you get the most out of this herb-packed formula. So what are you waiting for? Go to the InfoWars store. Never been a better time than right now. Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Let's talk a little bit about the Soros color revolution. You know, he's had these color revolutions. He had the orange revolution and the, you know, the various countries were overthrew the government, and they always rallied around a color. Well, here the color is black. Black Lives Matter. As you saw the Raleigh couple laughing about the Black Lives Matter rally to take down a statue, and they said, look, it's all white people over there. Yeah, it's whitewashed AstroTurf is really what it is. But all the corporations are chiming in on it because that's what they're all doing. You have L'Oreal will now remove whitening, enlightening, and fair from describing their skincare products. Because, you know, Black Lives Matter, George Soros says so. They claim that the items perpetuate white skin as an ideal beauty standard, and they don't want anybody to go down this unfortunate suicidal path that Michael Jackson did in the past. It was painful enough to watch that with Michael Jackson. We don't want anybody else using any of those skin whitening agents that L'Oreal was selling. They stand in solidarity with the black community. There you go. It's, you know, it's not okay to have white skin. It isn't. Even with your makeup, it's not okay. And the Golden Girls has now had an episode banned from Disney-owned Hulu because they did a blackface gag back in 1988. They had mud masks. You know, it wasn't intentional. Oh, no, it's not intentional. We got mud masks, but then we're going to do a blackface joke, and now you can't joke about even that. And so Disney wants Hulu to take it down. They're taking it down. And I think they just should take down all of Golden Girls because the very name Golden Girls. Now, how racist is that, right? Come on. That's not women of color. They've got to get rid of the Golden Girls completely. We have Disney coming after Splash Mountain. Yeah, it wasn't enough for them to ban Song of the South, which, you know, I mean, the zippity-doo-dah, they do that all over the place, right? That's kind of like their theme song. And that and When You Wish Upon a Star. But you can't have Splash Mountain anymore. They banned, back in the 80s, they never released Song of the South on video in the U.S. Not even back in the 80s. When we picked it up for our video stores, we had to get it from Japan. As I said before, you know, when he would break into song, you would get Japanese subtitles there because they didn't... They didn't translate the audio on the songs. But, of course, you know, with a Laserdisc, you could have a Japanese soundtrack, which was kind of amusing to hear the Japanese Song of the South. But that was a whole trip in and of itself to watch Uncle Remus speaking Japanese. But no sense of humor from the people at Disney. And they're trying to purge everything they can as quickly as they can. And as I said before, you know, I just, to me, quite frankly, seriously, this is about purging black culture. Uncle Remus, like Aesop, also a slave. I don't know, Aesop that wrote Aesop's fables, you know, Tortoise and the Hare, all those different things. I don't know if he was a Greek or Roman slave, but, you know, we weren't the ones who created slavery. Every civilization has had it. And even the slaves, because they're human beings, can have incredibly deep insights into human nature, can't they? As we saw from Aesop's fables, as we saw from Uncle Remus's stories. To me, when you have very wise folk stories that are based, that are done by slaves, to me, that establishes the value of each and every human being. And that's what they want to erase, right? That's really what they want to erase. They don't like the way he sang or whatever. I mean, you look at the way the character in Song of the South sang. To me, the way he sang, everything they did was the way that Louis Armstrong sang. You're going to take Louis Armstrong out next? Is that it? I mean, that's basically what was going on. It's a shame. We had a great family memory of Splash Mountain. One year, my wife and I took the kids when they were young. And, we were staying at a Disney property and they did an experiment. We went in September because there wasn't very many people there compared to the way Disney got crowded when Michael Eisner took it over. I grew up in Florida. They opened up Disney World when I was in high school. In the early days, we lived in Tampa, so we were only about an hour away from Orlando. And sometimes we'd just drive over there and just hang out at the park. You only had to pay for parking. You could just walk into the park for free. Yeah, that's right. You could go in for free. And you pay for parking. You could eat at the restaurants. Whatever you wanted to do, just kind of walk around. If you wanted to ride a ride, you bought a book of tickets. And you could go on some of the, you take that book of tickets and you could go on some of the rides that day. And then you could come back on another day and go on some other tickets. So the rides were not that crowded. It was really kind of civil. It was really nice. It was kind of like the roads were back then. Today, I look at the roads. When we had the COVID lockdown, traffic all of a sudden was back to the level, even here in Austin, of what I used to, what I grew up with in Florida and elsewhere in North Carolina. And it was nice to be able to actually use the roads instead of the roads being several times the design capacity. And that's really what's happened to Disney World now. They shortened the hours. You know, they put the big fees on at the gate. But then, of course, the rides are free. You know, it's typical Democrat strategy, right? you're going to ration it one way or the other. But the original design that Disney had was kind of nice, and so we kind of hang out there. But when our kids were young, and it was, I think it was like 2000, 2001, we went and staying on Disney property. They did an experiment, even though it was very slow during September. They said, to try to get people to go there, they said, we've got an e-ticket express. And so they had the e-tickets. When you bought the book of tickets, those were the best rides in each one of the different sections. And so you could get the e-ticket express. You paid one fee and you got in after the park closed. And overnight they had it open just to hotel guests, and they had the biggest attraction in each section that was open. And you could just get out and go back around, and we just hung out on Splash Mountain. We just ran, did it over and over and over again. So it's really kind of sad for me personally to see that shut down, but I'll never be going back to Disney anyway, because I don't really, I really detest what they've become. I detest the social agenda that they've had there. And of course, they were always about pushing witchcraft to people. As I've grown older, I think I'm a little bit wiser about that. And maybe you ought to consider that too. Because that was there before they started pushing the gender stuff. And the two are not unrelated, quite frankly. You got Princeton dumping Woodrow Wilson's name due to racist thinking. Now, they're not going to get rid of Woodrow Wilson because he maneuvered us into World War I with propaganda and censorship, where we had 322,000 casualties and another 116,000 Americans killed. And we had no reason to be in World War I except for Woodrow Wilson. That's what it stood for. WW1. Woodrow Wilson won. I just thought. Anyway, he also pushed his, he was a big mover in globalism, you know, creating the League of Nations and so forth, a predecessor to the UN. So he was for global governance. He was for war. He put together the Treaty of Versailles that precipitated World War II. And then, of course, you know, censorship, just like all the globalists do. But, you know, don't take him out, because that, they never had any problem with any of that stuff. But now they've gone back and they think that he's got some racist thinking, which probably he's not guilty of that. I don't know. But he certainly is guilty of enough stuff that I wouldn't want to be associated with him. But Princeton never had a problem, but they do now. We'll be right back.
The 4th of July 2020 special has gone into high gear. We have 50% off Bodies, really strong extract of turmeric formula. It's been sold out for months. That's back in stock. DNA Force Plus with the PQQ, the CoQ10. So good for your cells. So amazing. That's back in stock. 50% off. Winter Sun's been sold out for over 3 months. It's back in stock. Pure, high quality vitamin D3. Taken under the tongue. Greater absorption. So good for your whole body. So essential. That's back in stock. Ultra 12. Super high quality B12. Again, taken under the tongue. That is back in stock. Survival Shield X2. Nascent Iodine Spray. 33% off. And so much more. So I want to thank you all for this July 4th coming up for standing with us. And I want to invite you to take advantage of these great deals and great products that enrich yourself and your family's life and also fund Hardcore Truth. Again, take action. Big 4th of July sales right now at InfoWarsStore.com. We could not have done this without you. I thank you for your continued prayer, your focus, and your support. Again, I salute you all.
Where the hell did this water come from?
InfoWarsStore.com.
We can't survive without pure, clean drinking water.
So make sure that it's always available to you with the Alexa Pure Water Filtration System. This gravity-fed system filters through all the toxins and gets straight to clean, healthy, great-tasting water. Yummy in my tummy. Bring the purest, most refreshing water to your home by ordering the Alexa Pure Water Filtration System today from InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWarsStore.com.
Other systems just don't compare.
Ultra 12 is already our overall number one bestseller. Ultra 12 is twice as strong as Secret 12 for an even lower price because I signed a huge multi-year contract to guarantee to buy a ton of it. And my bet ended up to be successful so far. Folks are ordering it in mass. They're getting great responses. They're giving us incredible reviews because we know what vitamin B12 of this type does, taken under the tongue, where it's more absorbable. It supports healthy nerve and brain cells, helps make DNA, helps the body produce more energy, help produce healthy blood cells, essential for proper nervous system function, and so much more. You can take all the energy drinks and they won't do anything if you don't have the basics already in your body, like vitamin B12. Whether you're old, whether you're young, whether you're black, whether you're white, whether you live in Japan or the United States, Ultra 12 is the best vitamin B12 you're going to find out there. It's uber absorbable and it's 50% off right now at InfoWarsLife.com. 2020 is a very special year to the globalist, to the occultist, to those that are into esoteric mysticism. And they believe this is the year they're going to totally overthrow America and the world and bring in their anti-God, anti-human tyranny. Well, we're here on air, and we just ask you all to realize that we're in opposition to this evil and that only your word of mouth helps us reach new people. And I want to salute you all and thank you for your support. And I also want you to know that our 4th of July once-a-year mega sale is here. And we've got a bunch of stuff at 50 to 60% off right now. But Bodies, our ultimate turmeric formula. This is a turmeric extract, one of the strongest ones out there. It's so good for your body, so good for your joints, so good for your cells. It is now back in stock, sold out for over 3 months, and it is at 50% off. DNA Force Plus is back in stock. It's 50% off as well. Check it all out at InfoWarsStore.com. And remember, your funding of our operation makes it all possible. Plus, these are great things that God designed for you and your family's bodies. Please take action.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Reverse engineering the high-tech takeover plan. This is The David Knight Show.
Yeah, as we look at this whitewashed, astroturf, Soros-funded organization, Black Lives Matter, let's understand they're not about erasing racism. They're simply erasists. They just want to get rid of American culture and anyone or anything that stands up to their intimidation. They're perfectly happy, you know, with people like Pence and Abbott that they can intimidate. You know, Pence gets up and he tells people, you got to wear a mask and you got to social distance, and he doesn't wear a mask. And so they hammer him on it. He's so sorry about that. Or Abbott, he gets hammered on social media. And it's like, all right, I take back that reopening little bit that I was going to do. You know, he's only going to let people open up to 50%, which would bankrupt most of these small businesses anyway, especially restaurants. But, you know, he gets the mob after him on social media because now they own the mob thanks to President Trump doing nothing to protect free speech. This is when you look at the people bragging about, they're now bragging about how, well, we have social media on our side and we're going to use it very effectively in the election. Yeah, that's right. That's what got President Trump elected. And the guy who is his campaign manager, Brad Parscale, apparently didn't seem to understand that. I guess he thought it was all about him. He didn't think that it would matter at all that you or I have a voice on social media. So that's fine if these people take us down. Because they don't need us. He can do it all by himself. He's such a genius, Brad Parscale is. And President Trump doesn't care if you get kicked off of Twitter, as long as he's got Twitter. And then they start kicking him off. See, the problem is you can't have freedom unless you stand up for it for other people. And that even includes people that you don't agree with. But it certainly does include the people that agree with you. I mean, you can't even stand up for the people who supported you and got you in office, that is the most pathetic thing. Because it means that you not only don't understand the principle of free speech, but it also means that you are not even able to protect yourself, let alone the people that you're supposed to be in charge of standing in the way for. And that's one of the reasons why I think they want to come after John Wayne and the Democrats in Orange County. Conservative Orange County named an airport there after John Wayne. Now the Democrats there want to get his name taken off of that airport. And, you know, he made the fatal sin of an interview in 1971 where he used the term white supremacy. And I don't think he meant it in a racist or bigoted way. I mean, John Wayne had a Hispanic wife. He is not a white supremacist. And yet they take that comment out of context and they want to use that as a way to pull him out. You know, John Wayne, was one of the things that we liked about President Trump was the fact that he wasn't going to be intimidated by the mob. And that was certainly the case with John Wayne. He was the prototype of somebody who wasn't going to be intimidated by the mob. Remember when Harvard pulled him in to mock him for his support of the war. And again, I think that what happened with the Vietnam War, I think the soldiers who fought that Vietnam War were brutally misused by the federal government that had absolutely no regard for their lives. It had no intention of winning the war either. They wanted to use it as a laboratory to test their new toys. And they didn't care about the lives on either side. But John Wayne and many conservatives saw it as a cause to support. And so when he was invited to go to Harvard and they were going to criticize him for his support of the war, he decides that he'll rent a tank and show up. You remember that? And there he is. Good job, guys, finding that. He shows up to laugh right back at him. Let's take it up to the next level. I'll come in and you're going to make fun of me because of my support for the military. I'll come in a tank. You know, and then they made one of them ask him, is that your real hair? And he goes, yeah, I bought it. It's real. I bought it. I mean, self-deprecating and absolutely could not be intimidated. And so he was very frank with the interview that he gave in 1971. He said, with a lot of blacks, there's quite a bit of resentment along with their dissent and rightfully so, possibly. But we can't all of a sudden get down on our knees and turn everything over to the leadership of the blacks. He says, I believe in white supremacy until the blacks are educated to a point of responsibility. I don't believe in giving authority and positions of leadership and judgment to irresponsible people. You know, kind of like the Antifa Marxists that say that they've got a solution for how to run our country when they haven't built or done anything in their lives for the most part. A bunch of overeducated, miseducated, dumbed down socialists who want to just destroy things. And that's really what he was responding to. He was not a racist. Walter Williams puts it this way. Walter Williams, a black college professor, economist, often overlooked, says Walter Williams, or ignored, is the fact that as a group, black Americans have made the greatest gains over some of the highest hurdles in a shorter span of time than any other racial group in history. So what John Wayne was talking about was he said, look, I don't have a problem when people are ready to take the reins. As Walter Williams says, if one totaled up the earnings and the spending of black Americans and considered us as a separate nation with our own gross domestic product, we would rank well within the top 20 richest nations. A black American, Colin Powell, once headed the world's mightiest military. Black Americans are among the world's most famous personalities and celebrities. Why do we call people celebrities? Because we celebrate them, right? Well, how can a society that celebrates so many black people in the arts and sports and politics, a black president, how can that society be racist when it celebrates these people? Because they redefine racism. They redefine racism. See, the people who are racist are the ones who only see skin color, and that's all they see. Black community elders shut down and shame an anti-statue protest. This is not just the one that was in Raleigh, but this is the one that was in Washington, D.C. And again, before you had the big Lincoln Memorial, where Lincoln is seated and you got the big building around it, The Lincoln Memorial before that was the one in Capitol Hill's Lincoln Park. And that was a statue that was paid for by freed slaves. It was dedicated by Frederick Douglass, the same Frederick Douglass that the Democrats want to rename the District of Columbia after. They want it to be the Douglass community. What, I forgot what the C was about. But while Black Lives Matter activists, probably many or most of them white, tried to chant them down, reenactors dressed as freed slaves of Capitol Hill and Frederick Douglass gave an abridged version of Frederick Douglass's dedication speech. When the organizer told the crowd that the older generation had failed them and had nothing to teach them, a black man in a New York City shirt followed, raising his voice to tell the crowd his great-great-grandfather is that slave depicted on the statue. And he said, this young upstart better show some respect for the suffering of their people. Do you know the history of that statue? He demanded. And then a white girl, Black Lives Matter white girl, complained to her friends, these people are talking just because we have to respect our seniors, which is disgusting. Yeah, there you go. No respect. And maybe we don't deserve any respect if we turned our children over to the government to indoctrinate. Because that's what's happened. They've turned them into racist, socialist, Marxist monsters. You know, I had a listener send me a note. Says, I'm a retired technical rescue fireman. He said, I noticed that these knots, these noose car knots of Bubba, are not the same knots in the video shots. I mean, it certainly looked different to me. And is it a different angle? I don't know. He says, the very last shot, he said, it isn't the same knot that's tied. He said, I'm not taking anybody's side here, but I know knots, and that picture shot jumped out at me as different. As different. Yeah, I pointed out last week, he didn't have any problem. He trying to get black sponsors was a problem for him. He didn't have a problem with the Confederate flag. He said he didn't have a problem with the rednecks. He said, the rednecks love me. They love me because I'm a driver, and I don't have any problem with that, but I can't get the corporations to understand that. And so now they've found a solution to that. News car hats. All right, we'll be right back. Stay with us.
Let's go to Juan in Connecticut. You're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hey, hello, can you hear me?
I sure can, sir. Thank you.
Hey, Alex, before I start, man, I just wanted to talk to you, bro, and it's a pleasure to be talking right now here, man.
Sir, it's an honor to talk to you, brother.
I'm calling from New Brand, Connecticut, and I just want to plug in. I'm a truck driver, and Tubafors have changed the way I drive. Me and my brothers that drive, there's a couple of us. We all Hispanics, Cubans, Puerto Ricans. We used to be on Monster and Red Bull and all that, and I have lost weight because I stopped drinking all that sugar, and I just want to thank you for that, man.
Well, brother, we put more in this than any other long-term, high-quality energy powder there is. So this was designed by one of the top guys in the country. He didn't want his name on it because, obviously, the political issues. But we had to pay a lot of money for this formulation just for the design of it. And we believe it is the best, strongest, but healthiest energy out there. And you're saying that it's made your life better, so that means a lot to me. Thank you. To all your truck drivers, we love you.
The 4th of July, 2020. We are here. And despite all the globalist attacks, you, the viewers and listeners of this transmission, have supported us by prayer, by word of mouth, and by buying the products, and you have done all of this. So when you look at the huge effect InfoWars has had, I want you to understand that it's because of what you have done. And myself and the whole crew salute you on this July 4th, 2020. We've got a lot of our best-selling products that were sold out, DNA Force Plus, Bodies, Ultra 12, and others that have been sold out for months, back in stock, 50% off for the 4th of July. We're running a special. I want to encourage you to get these products because they have enriched my life so much. I know they'll enrich your life. And regardless, it's a total 360 win because it funds the InfoWar. The only way we fail is when you don't take action. I don't need to tell you that. You already took action. And I salute and thank you. When I thank the listeners of this broadcast, I'm not patting you on the head. I'm like a person that's been thrown overboard who finds a life raft to get on or a piece of driftwood. I am clinging to you. So when you call the show and thank me, listen, I'm thanking you too. We are in this together.
Now, I try to bring you things that I know are amazing that have helped me and my family. So you get a great response. You order again. I treat you like I want to be treated. It's not a science. It's not a plan. It's just the way to do it. It's just common sense. And if you get one product, it's Bodies. Now, our big 4th of July super sale is going right now through 4th of July. And Bodies has been sold out for over 3 months. It's now back in stock. It is the strongest turmeric concentrate we could find out there. It may be the strongest on the market. Somebody might have one stronger. We don't know about it, or we doubt it. It is back in stock at 50% off. I want to encourage you all to get Bodies Ultimate Turmeric Formula while you still can. 50% off for the 4th of July. Find the InfoWar at InfoWarStore.com. And I salute and thank you all.
I told you this 5 months ago, and now it's official. The lockdown is directed by the United Nations and is permanent. The psychological war chiefs that developed the COVID-19 mind control hoax knew that once they got the public for several months to wear masks and social distance, they would be able to permanently turn it on and off at any time they want by putting handcuffs on someone, and then add new demands that people take forced inoculations, that they have contact tracing on their phones, and that every aspect of our lives be controlled. This is all complete and total preparation for world government, forced inoculation, and complete enslavement of the human population. This is medical tyranny. This is the Bill and Melinda Gates UN takeover. This is the end of civilization as you know it. Living in denial only empowers the enemy. If you want to break free from this trance, there's not much time. Warn everyone you know that it's a giant hoax. Show them the numbers. Show them the facts. And explain that it's the end of the world as we know it if we don't wake up and resist.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
All right, so the internet is blowing up over these couple, they're personal injury lawyers in St. Louis. And they have an extraordinary home. I mean, it looks like, some kind of a bank. Maybe it is, because they're personal injury lawyers. A couple of ambulance chasers, and they got out in front of the ambulance this time as people were going through the neighborhood, protesters. They were concerned about them, evidently, chance that they were down there, afraid it was going to erupt into violence, as it so frequently does. So they decide that they will go out with their obviously newly purchased guns that they've never taken a single class in. And the wife is sitting there. She's just casually flinging the gun, pointing it at people. Seriously? I mean, if you're a lawyer and you're going to get a gun for the first time ever, don't you think that you get a little bit of advice from somebody about how to use it? It's called muzzle control. You don't point a gun at people. That is, yeah, there you go. The new Ken and Karen. Well, my wife pointed out, she said, usually lawyers kill with a pen. But this time, if looks could kill, they would be guilty of manslaughter. But the looks did not kill. It was really strange. When she sent me that picture, I saw first I saw the meme, the Ken and Karen meme. And I said, oh, come on. This is a really poorly constructed joke. I didn't realize it was based. And then I saw the article and I saw the tweets. Absolutely amazing. He's even, I don't know if he's left-handed or not, but he's holding the gun in kind of a left-handed way, but then he lets go with his hand that's back towards the stock, which is his left hand. And then he's holding it out in an awkward way with his right hand. And then, he wasn't careful with his muzzle control either, but she was really bad. She had a pistol and she's like waving it at the crowd and all this other kind of stuff. Absolutely insane. But they didn't shoot anybody. In Chicago, people are not as upset about the fact that in Chicago, under the liberal lesbian mayor, Lightfoot there, 20 people were shot in 24 hours. 7 of them died. Oh yeah, that's kind of out of control. Oh, the Twitter mob's not upset about that. They're not upset about the fact that you had 11 people shot in 12 hours in New York City either, right? Under Marxist de Blasio. So you got about one person per hour getting shot in New York and in Chicago. Not a problem. Not a problem at all. People freak out about the gunman opening fire on protesters in Louisville Park. And absolutely it is a freak out situation. At least one person killed, another one injured. You had people in the crowd who returned fire. And the guy was not a white man. You can imagine if this is a white man who did that, it would be another cause to escalate the race war. They're just waiting for that to happen. And we have, again, those lawyers who are there. Juan Williams on Fox News says that President Trump takes a few instances of looting and he blows it up. Oh, really? Just a few incidences of looting here and there. It's just, they're aberrations. He's taking this stuff out of context. I told you on Friday that the battle analysis of Antifa, Black Lives Matter, they said, this is how we do it. Yeah, we deliberately use peaceful protesters as a way to disguise the violent people, working in tandem with them. Now, whether that's happening everywhere or not, it's happening in enough places that it isn't just a few instances of looting. Juan Williams ought to be upset about the black-on-black violence that is happening in many places. All but it's racist to talk about that. And actually, I've had a lot of black people who have talked about that and should be talking about that. We take a look at some of these Chicago shootings. One of them, a black man, allegedly shot and killed two Chicago teens who asked how tall he was. A 19-year-old opened fire on two teens in an alley. They said the victims commented because since Battle is quite tall, they asked him how tall he was. And, you know, they hope to be that tall someday. Unfortunately, obviously, we'll never see the full growth of these poor children. So he shot them. 17 was shot in the back, chest, and left hand. Another one, 16 years old, was shot in the back and left leg, taken to the University of Chicago Hospital, where he also died. Absolutely amazing. Just for asking, how tall are you? I guess too many people had asked him how tall he was. And then you have this. You have Catholics at the statue of St. Louis. Again, this is a French king that St. Louis is named after. He was made a saint by the Pope because he had given a lot of money, not just to the church, but also to poor people. He would bring them in and seat them at the table. So he was well loved by the people in St. Louis and not St. Louis, in in Paris, and also loved by the people in St. Louis. They built a statue to him. They named their city after him. And as the Black Lives Matter people want to take this down and I guess rename the city, they said as well, a Marxist wanted to do that, a white Marxist, a Muslim. And so you had Catholics that were there to protect that statue, and they were attacked and beaten because unlike the South Africans who knew what this was all about, and I talked to Simon Roche on Friday, he said, yeah, we were outnumbered 20-1, and they were coming after the statues to tear them down. He said, what we did was we chained ourselves to the statues, and we didn't lose a single one. But they were also carrying guns, and they knew how to use them. So just don't point them at everybody for no reason at all, as those lawyers did. Stevie Wonder says, if Black Lives Matter, then stop all this black-on-black killing. Exactly right. Except that most of the black-on-black killing is abortion. A black pastor says abortion is racism. Black babies are being lynched in the womb. Well, that's one way to describe what the abortionists do to them. And again, we've just had Judge Roberts engage in more lynching from the Supreme Court. He lynched not only the Constitution, but a lot of black babies because they're being disproportionately aborted. You know, we hear all this talk about white supremacy. They need to start talking about judicial supremacy and the people who think that they are supreme over the Constitution, over the power and the lives of individuals and of states. And so this can shake out in a lot of different ways. Father of a black teen, as DJH Media reports, father of a black teen murdered by illegal aliens said Black Lives Matter ignored him. They were no help at all. Well, that's because Black Lives Matter is funded by Open Society. George Soros's Open Society. And that's exactly what they want. They want open borders, and they don't care about black lives or black jobs or America, as a matter of fact. So, you know, I was talking about in the last segment how Walter Williams, economist, said that blacks as a group have made greater gains in a shorter span of time than any other group in history. They would be among the top 20 richest nations in the world if separate. You had the black community elders there in Washington, D.C., protecting the statue. One of the guys saying, that was my great-great-grandfather that's on that statue there that you want to tear down. And now you have, though, on the other side of this, the next generation, Spike Lee. Because these, the black community elders that were there, and Walter Williams, they're pretty old. They're, Walter Williams is up in his 80s. Spike Lee, no spring chicken, but, anymore. But, he's a next generation down. He says America was built on genocide, slavery, and theft. Well, you know, if you knew anything about economics, Spike, you would know that your wealth and your fortune was based on the privilege of being an American, a privilege that you despise, just as many of these people despise the Star Spangled Banner. You might have seen the Yahoo article that I think was featured on the Drudge Report, why it might be time to finally replace the Star Spangled Banner with a new national anthem. And, of course, we've heard this before, that Francis Scott Key was racist. And the lyrics are racist because the lyrics say, no refuge could save the hireling and slave from the terror of flight or the gloom of the grave and the star-spangled banner in triumph doth wave or the land of the free and the home of the brave. What was he talking about when he talked about hireling and slave? He was talking about the battle, and he was talking about how they had defeated the hireling and the slave. Were there any black soldiers that were fighting as mercenaries in the British Army? Well, evidently these people are stupid enough to think that's the case. He was talking about hirelings and slaves. He was talking about people who had been pressed into service into the British Navy, enslaved essentially with the press gangs, and about people who were there because they were mercenaries, people who were there attacking his home that he was defending, trying to keep it free. And so for that, he needs to be erased. I tell you, these people are beyond belief. But I don't think they're as ignorant as they pretend to be. That's it for the program, folks. Take a look at the products we have at InfoWarsStore.com. Our 4th of July special, free shipping, double Patriot points, up to 60% off. We've added bodies today, 50% off for inflammation and for joint pain, natural turmeric. A very powerful formula. We have DNA Force Plus, Winter Sun Plus. 50%.
When it comes to regaining energy during the day, convenience is key. Coffee and energy drinks provide a short boost, but the crash always follows. That's why we created a mixable energy formula to take on the go, Turbo Force. Turbo Force from InfoWars Life utilizes vitamins, amino acids, and extracts used across the globe to provide focus, clarity, and a boost of energy when you need it. Turbo Force is a force to be reckoned with for portable, affordable, and tasty energy. Try adding this to your daily routine and revolutionize your day to today.
It's time to take a new, healthier approach to one of your most basic needs. The Alexa Pure Pro Water Filtration System is the same water filter that Alex and the InfoWars crew use every day for the purest water possible. You can start cleaning the toxins from your water for clean, healthy, and delicious drinking water. Perfect for preppers or anyone concerned with a healthier source of water, the Alexa Pure Pro can remove up to 99.9% of impurities. This groundbreaking, gravity-fed water filtration system is like no other. Make sure your water is up to your standards today with the Alexa Pure Pro.
I was talking to My Patriot Supplier at Great Suppliers. You can now say 4 weeks on average for storable food. It's the highest quality. They've got it. Use this little rest we have caught in the current to come up to the surface, get some air before you get sucked back down. I personally am ordering more storable food. I have to now start going into defense posture. 80% offense, but I've always been 100% offense, trying to fully, you know, stop the globalists. I mean, giving them a good run, and I think down the road they'll be defeated, but we are going to still go down the hard road now. There were a lot worse roads we'd probably go down, but we've mitigated some of this, but it's still going to be bad in my view. You need to get high-quality storable food. It's something you need. We have high-quality ready to get out to you, and it supports the broadcast of 360 Wins, so please take care of your storable foods needs at InfoWarsStore.com and get your orders in now so you get it, so you have it. It's in great containers, high-quality, last 25 years. Get it while you can, because if you think things are about to let up, you ain't seen nothing yet.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.